Blog Talk Radio.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
Alrighty, and that's what we are doing today is breaking on through to the other side, and we're really excited to have Laura Perratt back with us today. I call her the angel speak healer. I know she's got a lot of other titles, and she is just an amazing, amazing person. I'm going to have her tell you guys how to get a hold of her, and I know she's got some really very extremely awesome daily podcast called Daily Dose of Love, and you can go to her website. She's also on Facebook, and catch up with those if you subscribe to them. So they come in your email. You get them from the very beginning, from number one. And they're, if you look at it, they are designed to be sequential. So you start, from the first and work on up through the days, and it just gets better and better. Laura, how you doing?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good today. You're in a sunshiny place today.
Oh, it's beautiful here. I'm in Santa Fe. Yes, the beginning is
awesome.
Up on a month-long journey in the Southwest, so we're looking forward to enjoying being out here in this beautiful part of the country.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Alrighty, well, tell us, how does that go? I was sitting there kind of wondering, it's like, how does that work with doing the, doing the daily dose of love, in an RV? It's like, how do you manage to edit all that stuff and get it put up?
Well, yeah, the editing is not a problem because I don't need the Wi-Fi. The recording is the biggest problem because I need quiet. My husband devised this idea, which I actually posted a picture of recently, where I'm inside his motorcycle helmet, which is slightly bigger than mine, so I can fit the recording mic up inside of it. And that tells me the tone of silence. And then I'm using the noise-canceling, headphones as much as possible. I hope that's working now. I'm not quite sure whether that cancels noise on your end or just my end, but so I did the best I could.
No, you're coming through pretty clear. So you sound pretty clear there. So
good. So it's an ever expanding journey of discovering how to work from the road, and I finally got a hot spot. This trip compared to last year where I couldn't get enough Wi-Fi in RV resorts. So, you know, you learn and you adapt, and you learn not to let limitations limit you. You learn to let them propel you forward into new solutions. So that's what we're doing.
Cool. Really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know. Oh, well, my phone is beeping for some reason here. Let's see. I'm not sure what's going on with it. So if I have to at some point drop this and call back in, it's like I'll make sure I've got you hooked up with somebody there first before I do that. But, yeah, I don't know why my phone is screwing at me this morning. So, anyway, we're getting some comments, feedback in the chat room, and it's like they're saying they can't hear you really well, but you're really low. It's like, is that anybody in chat room? It's like, hello. I say hello to everybody, Chris and guests and Nudges and Blue Jay. It's like, hey everybody, thanks for being in here today. And how's the sound now? Is it better, guys?
Yeah,
I got a laughing face up. Okay.
Better. I turned my volume up. Now you're quite loud in my ears, so I had it adjusted to where you sounded good. But if that sounds better, I'll leave it loud.
Okay. Says, nope, can't hear her very well. So, okay. I think your volume makes it louder for you, but not, let's see. Her mic is bad or she's on the speakerphones and too far away. No, she's got her, what you didn't hear there was she's got her husband's motorcycle helmet on for a, for the cone of,
not now.
Okay.
No, but
Yeah, she said it might be the speakerphone, and she's too far away from the microphone.
Okay, is that better?
Okay, how about now? Testing, Chris, how about now? Does that sound better?
Yeah,
she says, yes, amen. Okay.
Okay, all right.
She says that.
Okay, headphones are off. Sounds good. Correct. And if there's noise in the background, there shouldn't be too much. I'm inside the park, inside of a wall from the street noise, so maybe that'll work. Okay.
Wow.
Anyway,
okay.
Life from the road, and I highly encourage, you know, others, too, to chase and follow their dreams and not to let limitations stop you. And you just do the best you can where you are.
Yep. Very true. Bonnie is way too loud. Let's see. Bonnie's not on. It's me, Chris.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, it's gonna be a blog day. I was gonna say it's just gonna be a blog day moment. So it's like, guys, we'll struggle along with this and see how we can do this. It's like, I'm hearing you fine. I don't know how it's coming across here.
Okay. I don't know what the listeners are hearing.
Okay. She's saying I'm too loud, so I will try to talk further away. Okay, how about that? There we go.
Okay, so am I coming through okay now?
Oh, yeah. You're really clear. Very clear.
Okay, good. Okie doke.
All right. Let's see. Well, tell us a little bit for the listeners who have tuned in and, you know, haven't had the opportunity to go back in archives, you know, or listen to. Laura's been on with us a couple times. She was on January 30th with her show that day, and she was also on March 13th. So if you guys want to see some very, very cool stuff happening, I really plugged the March 13th show because I tell people that's where you taught a man to fish rather than just giving him a fish. That was the young man who
mm-hmm.
called in and you know, you actually worked with him and taught him some things. So it's like that's an example of, you know, teaching a person to fish. So it's like that's a really, really good one.
Right, and it's really a big goal of mine to empower people, you know, and
right.
I do refer people to a lot of the free resources out there and available, and you know, so it's a weave. You have to do your own work and learn what you can and develop some mastery, but we all need help. And you know, I've been at this 14 years, and I still call healers and readers, you know, and have sessions
right.
When it's helpful and needed. So you know, it takes a village, and the village isn't all needed at once.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. That's a good example.
Yeah, so it's important to help people when they need it and to empower people to be able to work on their own as well.
Right. You know, and that's an important part we also kind of talk about here is, you know, none of us try to do our own readings because for some reason, you know, no matter how intuitive a person is, psychic they are, how much insight they have, it's kind of like you can't see the forest for the trees. And when you're trying to see your own stuff, it's almost like you're walking in the forest trail and you're too enmeshed in your own stuff. You know, you're too, you got too many emotions invested, you know, in your own stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's always nicer to go outside, you know, to an outside source and say, okay, what are you seeing for me here? Because, you know, it's not because you can't read yourself, but it's a lot of times other people see what your stuff more clearly.
Right, and even when I get something new, like the Daily Dose of Love came in, and I have something even more new than that that's come in, this Paradise Code we've talked about, Light Code.
Right.
But I get the bare bones, and I receive information in a particular way, which may not,
right.
it may be feeling state, it may be visual, it may be in response to the questions I'm asking. But so I feel like I kind of get the skeleton of it. But then
right.
I can call a reader that I trust, and they sort of help flesh it out for me. And that's where I can get into the details. How's this best delivered? How's the best way to bring this through and offer to people? What is Spirit trying to accomplish here? And that's when, like with Daily Dose of Love, that's when the specifics came in about, keep it free, we're planting seeds. We want to reach as many people as possible. And that really had a lot to do.
Right.
I had some, opportunities to take on a regular radio station, radio show date and time.
Right.
And I recognize that doesn't serve the planting seeds across multiple different audiences as well. So it was the
right.
reading that really helped flush out how can I serve Spirit in bringing through the work they're bringing through me.
Right.
Yeah, it's very
useful. You kind of like a spiritual Johnny Appleseed.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. So, I might have, if I was just going on my own mind, I might have set it up as sort of a, paid monthly subscription or a session-based thing or something. But when I started to see what Spirit was trying to accomplish, it's like, I see. Now I need to set up like an autoresponder. I had to go find a technology so people could sign up and get it at number one. And all the way through, no matter whether they signed up today or in 3 months. And
right.
All my previous work was just in real time. I post it. It's today. You can go get it on my website. So even though it was free, it was, in real time. So,
right.
all that, you can get that information that really helps you target and accomplish your life purpose
right.
a really useful way. Sometimes another reader will come up with those insights that you might not see for yourself from your own point of view.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so it's very
all
useful.
Right. Yeah,
so,
for sure. And I do. I look at this little journey that you guys are taking across the country. You're tripping the light across the country there, something or other. And it's like it does. It feels like you're the spiritual Johnny Appleseed, just kind of going ta-da, ta-da, planting wherever you
Definitely.
Go, which is really kind of cool.
Well, and the thing that's neat to realize for people is, the work we do is not separate from our own personal journey, and you don't want to separate that. So as I'm doing the work that I have the gifts and skills to do for others, I also have to look at what is my personal evolution involved. So what I'm finding is first of all, Daily Dose of Love, which started out to be in pure service for others, and I didn't even understand how that was helping me, has really brought the ability to just drop into channel and go immediately with not a clue. When I hit that record button, I haven't got a clue what I'm about to say. I don't know the topic. I don't know, And so it's developed
wow.
a lot of trust and confidence in me. Yeah, because I know at some point in the future I'm going to be doing this in front of groups, this channeling work, and I've always been uncomfortable with the idea of sitting in front of a group of people and having no idea what's going to come out of my mouth next. So,
yeah, I can see why that would give you some quivers. Wow.
Yeah. I don't even have a topic, to begin. And so as much as it's serving others, it's also serving me and developing my next level of comfort or confidence to bring in another way to people. So this traveling is doing the same, because as I'm sort of unplugging from
you know, having an office and having a schedule and living at home in a normal community environment, it really frees me from doing and activates being. So I have learned more about living in the present moment. In fact, my husband calls it living in the nanosecond.
Because, that's a good one.
You know, other than knowing that every day I have to record and post, you know, something. Other than that,
right.
Every day we make up in the moment as we go. And we don't plan our meals ahead. We don't plan necessarily. I don't know how many days, you know, we're booked in this RV park till Saturday, but we may stay longer. We may leave, you know, everything is up. And it's been a huge thing for my husband, too, who is much more agenda-oriented. So we are learning to embody living in the present and trusting life to unfold and direct you as that moment approaches in a way that then we can run into the grids and make it more available as a way, as a realistic, practical, functional way of living. So it becomes not
right.
an ideal, and it becomes not some, you know, woo-woo
abstract
concept.
Idea.
It becomes a very, very functional lifestyle, which is maybe nomadic, but still very useful. And
right.
So that's something that we then
learning experience on the job training.
It is. It always is. So that's what I mean is, you know, it isn't like, oh, gosh, you know, we're retired, so we're just going off to play and do nothing. You know, we're really evolving and developing in bold ways each step of,
right.
of that. You know, so it's becoming a real lifestyle rather than a trip or a vacation.
Right. And that is really, really neat. We got some folks who've called in. Now, I wasn't able to get a hold of folks that I thought might do, you know, be able to nestle the Paradise Codes. And Bonnie actually suggested if we were going to do that to try that maybe towards the end of it. And she had a doctor's appointment this morning, which is why or this afternoon,
mm-hmm.
whichever time zone you're in. So that's why she wasn't here today. But so how about if we just do like the language of light for the callers that are calling in. For the moment, and then if Bonnie can make it in, she says, yeah, I'll be a guinea pig. So I'm like, well, yeah, I figured you'd be a good one. So she makes it in. It's like, well,
okay.
We'll put her on and see what you get.
Right. Yeah, I've been getting a little bit of feedback on it lately. So, you know, people seem to be able to experience it. And, you know, we'll do that later if there's time. But let's jump in and see who
sure.
can help.
All righty. Sounds good. Well, our first caller here is area code 410. 410, you are on with us today.
Hi there. You know, before we jump in, I guess I should at least say what it is we're doing here for the listeners that have tuned in.
Okay.
And don't know who I am. But I do.
That's probably a good idea too.
So you know, I'm Laura Fierat. I am an energy healer, and I have a unique ability of speaking the language of light, and that is the work we're going to be doing today on the show is light language healing. So I just wanted to preface that for people who might not understand when I start speaking in ways they don't understand. This is just to be open your heart and receive, and it bypasses the mind, and you don't need to understand it. You don't need to judge it as weird or think that you need to know what it is or what it's doing or what it's saying in order to benefit from it. Okay? So this is a just a healing journey today for everyone listening.
Okay. Are you ready? 410, are you ready?
Hi,
who are we talking
Kathy.
To today?
It's Kathy. How are you?
Hi.
Hi, Kathy.
I signed up for your newsletters, but I don't get to read them all. I have to go back and read them.
You mean the Daily Dose of Love?
Yes. That's it, Laura.
Great,
uh-huh.
great. Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting. The one I recorded today was a kind of a assessment looking back for people because I'm on, like, number 90-something now. And so we're 3 months into the journey, and what they were saying today was feel free to go back and immerse yourself at the earlier stages of that of that immersion journey, and don't feel like you have to keep up just because a new one's coming every day. You can go back to these. You can take it at your own pace, even if they're stacking up.
Yeah.
And when I get time, I'll go back and create download links and the ones that up to about 60. I didn't know how to do that. And so now that I do, I'm creating them, and eventually I'll go back and create download links in the earlier ones. But, you know, you're welcome. They're free. Feel free to share them, spread them, you know, with others. But eventually you'll be able to download a lot of those and put them on an MP3 player.
Too. Okay, great.
So, yeah, so Spirit's really encouraging people to go at their own pace, trust yourself and your own inner knowing of what's right for you. And and you can skip some if you intuitively feel inclined as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What can I do for you?
Well, I feel like I'm stuck somewhere on my journey, my spiritual journey. I'm trying not to lots of times I think too much about it. And
yeah.
I want it to happen really fast.
Yeah. You know,
I'm trying to back off now.
Yeah, that's such a common thing because we all want to hit this some finish line. And honestly, if you think about it, how can I say this? We know we're light beings. We know that we are divine light. We are divine love. We are multidimensional. And over time, we are upgrading our physical bodies from carbon-based to crystalline. We're upgrading our energy field from duality to unity consciousness. And so these are upgrades that happen over time. And as much as we want that to happen all now, our physical bodies couldn't handle that. I mean, it would just be too much. So, you know, you have to always ask for ease and grace and divine timing because you don't want to have... You don't want to, you know, fry your central nervous system, or you don't want to have more come to you than your body physically, emotionally, and mentally can integrate. And I have worked with both myself and others who end up with this, like the higher consciousness is at such a high elevation, it's like living in a different dimension, and the physical body hasn't been able to catch up yet. So you don't want to get so far of yourself ahead of yourself that you get fragmented. So I just want to remind people, I know it's frustrating, you know, I've wanted all now too, but we do need to take a long view and have an evolution because we don't want to create a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
We want to have a beautiful evolution into the new world and into our new bodies and our higher consciousness states. So, you know, just start being in that state periodically throughout the day, through meditation, through embodying the energies like in the Daily Dose of Love, sitting in those and immersing in them. And, you know, if you can channel, that also puts you into that high-frequency domain, those dimensions for a period of time. And eventually that becomes more natural. So I look at it a little bit like as they're showing me the idea if you had a fish in a freshwater tank and suddenly introduced them to salt water, that would just be too much of a shock and they would die. They just couldn't
mm-hmm.
take that. But if you have that brackish water and you have an area where fish sort of live in between the two water qualities, if you will, or states of being, they can adapt and they can become at ease with being in one and transitioning into the other. And that's what we need to do in our spiritual journeys too. So that brings me back to the other thing that's very universal for people that you mentioned, and that's having the mind in the way. And I just feel like, you know, everybody on the listening line, myself included, just threw their hand up and said, yes, that's me. Because we're enculturated in the Western world. And for us Westerners, meditation is difficult. Going into silent mind is difficult. And giving up control is difficult. Because from the time we're young, we're enculturated to have a plan, an agenda, set goals, make it happen. And we get very comfortable with that and very uncomfortable with not knowing and not knowing what our next move is going to be. So as we moved out of 2012, we moved into a time where, you know, as you step, you're creating the next moment. You know, in each moment, you're creating the next step, I guess I should say. And it is a co-creation. I was reading something interesting this morning about by Lindara Carroll, and I posted it on my Facebook page if anyone wants to go look at it. But she's talking about a message she got where all this kind of gloom and doom and, you know, the financial, people worrying about the financial collapse coming and all this. And she was asking about the appropriateness of us having this fear about a crisis in order to establish the new world we're trying to create. And they were saying in the old days, prophecies, were projecting far into the future, and the fulfillers of those prophecies might not be around for another 50 to 100 years. But now that we're coming into this now time, living in the present, we're both prophesying by our setting our intentions with clarity and fulfilling those prophecies. And that's where the manifestation becomes really, you know, we have to be in our mastery and in our clear intent, because we're both setting the prophecy, seeing the prophecy, and living the prophecy, you know, in the now. So that's where we can engage the mind. That's where we can use it. We don't want to, you know, tell it it's useless to us. We want to really engage the mind and say, okay, you're really good at visualizing, planning, and having a focus. So let's let that mind hold the focus, but we want to hold it loosely. And we always want to hold a space for or something better. So you want to start using your mind and your imagination to visualize your what it is that you want to live, how your dream of the future reality you want to create is. But you want to be expressing and experiencing it each step of the way here now. So I may be a little off topic for what you're looking for healing, but I want to kind of address this universal point you brought up of the mind and wanting it all now. Okay?
So if I think a bad thought, like, oh, I can't have this, how do you, you like right away say, yes, you can, or do you cancel?
Okay.
How do you handle that?
Uh-huh. Well, the first thing is, the first thing is to recognize why are you perceiving limitation. So that's got to be a belief. That's got to be an enculturation. That's got to be something that somebody told you somewhere along, you can't have it all. You can't have it now. You can't have it the way you want it. So those are beliefs that can be transmuted through bringing the light of truth in and really recognizing where did you make a buy-in for acceptance, security, to fit into, you know, a family system or a tribe, as it were, be it, you know, a church system or a school system or, you know, a business system and a job environment. So you want to look at where did you give your power away and accept limiting concepts. Because if you start with, I want X, and you say, okay, what steps would I have to take to manifest X in my life? So there may be some things that you would have to give up or change, or you may have to live at a level of insecurity you're not comfortable with. Do you see? So just to have this random concept of I want that does not take into account whether that's really true for you, because you have to be in coherence with each step along the way and a willingness to take all those steps and actions to get you there.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know?
Occasionally now I do it, but I am so far along believing that I can have it all, that I've worked really hard on doing it, you know, doing the
right,
work.
Right, right. Well, you know, I used to go to a naturopath, and I frustrated the heck out of him because I had the belief system that, you know, I should be able to hold these pills in my hand and energetically integrate them, right, instead of swallow them. And so he said, you know, I completely agree with you. At the scientific level, we recognize that matter is just vibrating. You know, everything is vibrating, and we should be able to vibrationally engage it. But until you're able to walk through that wall, instead of using my door, I would really appreciate it if you'd take the pills. You know? Because just because we know it's true doesn't mean that we're at the level that we can engage that reality yet. You see?
Yeah.
So, yes, it is true. And, yes, you can. And there are aspects of your being already living at that level of consciousness. And so the work we have to do here is to start clearing our limited consciousness and our duality consciousness and the beliefs that we hold and the decisions that we're not willing to make, you know, like maybe you have to give up a relationship in order to, you know, that maybe is saying, no, you can't have all that because I'm not going to take the steps with you. Or maybe you don't want to give up that relationship. That's not really in your divine timing for this now. Do you see? But it doesn't mean that you can't have that thing. You have to start looking at what would I have to change in my life or my choices, and am I really fully aligned and coherent with that choice?
Mm-hmm.
So is it really that you're undermining yourself, or are you really not choosing what you think you're choosing? And you're actually maybe okay with the choice you're actually choosing. And when you see that, you may be able to let go of this idea that what you really want is something that isn't here yet.
Mm-hmm.
Am I making any sense?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm talking in circles, but it's really about you have to truly recognize what are you choosing? And is that really something that you want to change the choice of in order to choose something else that you think you want? Because when your full force and weight is behind that, it may change what you have been choosing, but you have to be willing to give that up, perhaps, to get to that other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, for instance, if you're in, you know, New York and you want to go to San Francisco, there's any number of ways to get there. But if you're hell-bent on getting there on a particular road, and you're saying, but I really want to get there by another road, you know, I want to take Route 66 and go through the southern route, and it's sunny and it's beautiful and there's, you know, friendly, warm people there. And yet you're making all the choices you're making are taking you through the northern snowy route, you know, that may involve some, you know, emergency things and delays and whatever. But you're not getting off that northern route and you're not taking any of the roads that take you south. And you keep saying, why aren't I on that southern route having that sunshine and warm, friendly people greet me? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you have to recognize what are you actually choosing that isn't perhaps aligning you with the path that you think you want.
Okay.
So that's and then the other thing we're doing at this time of ascension is working with all those beliefs and energies and traumas and unforgiveness and duality concepts and things that are keeping us in an old paradigm, where we don't feel safe to make those new choices, where we are attached to what we think we need. And I don't advocate, you know, this idea of everybody quit your job and run off and chase your dream, because we have to step our way there in practicality, just as I need to get to where I can walk through that wall before I really can absorb my you know, supplements vibrationally.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to work with where we are. And this rushing ahead of I should be there because my consciousness is there is kind of what I was describing about when your consciousness gets so far ahead of your physical body or your cellular vibration, which still involves a lot of those I want safety, I want security, I want my relationships, I want my community. I want these things to remain with me as I am having that other thing that is my dream manifestation. So what I often get into is people don't realize, and I use theta healing a lot, which I like, and there's other ways as well, to muscle test your beliefs. So, you know, you may think you believe something, but until you test yes or no, you won't know. I'm getting some feedback here suddenly. Kelly, I'm hearing an echo in myself.
So you
may think that you believe something, but if you muscle test yes or no about that belief, you may find that your cellular vibration, your consciousness or subconsciousness is not congruent with that. So it's actually a no for you. And then there's a lot of things we can do to make that true for you and release that that other belief that's negating your truth in that or going contrary to that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kelly, is there something you can do for this feedback?
You know, let me try an experiment here really quick. Caller, hang on. I'm just going to mute you really quick, and we're going to try it because I tried muting myself, and that didn't work. Okay, how's that, Laura?
Yeah, I'm hearing you double, too, as an echo. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm hearing clearly now.
You're hearing clearly now. Okay. All right.
Okay.
It was a caller. Let's see if trying to think what her. Let me bring her back on really quick here, and it might be something that she's doing on her, and she might like have her computer be too close to her computer. Okay, see, there it is.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, caller, you might be too close to your computer or something. It's like, is it echoing now, or are we okay?
Well, it wasn't happening, and then it started happening with the same caller, so I'm not sure it
right.
changed in her.
Okay, there. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now
okay.
She's back on.
So anyway, these are all concepts that we have to engage as we're on this ascension journey. But I don't want to overlook the opportunity for just a real healing shift here. So what I'd like to do, unless you have some other questions, is use you to offer some healing and shift from those old energies to the new, from that mind-dominated, blocking, limiting concepts to open and trust and alignment with the new ways of creating. And being comfortable and at ease with the divine timing of that for your unique journey. If that feels good to you, I would really like to offer that to the audience to piggyback on. So I want to ask all of the audience members who this feels resonant with and they wish to also embody this healing, for you to open and align with your higher self and ask that it be directed to you in the highest and best way for you as well. Okay? Does that feel
yes,
useful?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry, tell me your name once again.
It's Kathy.
Kathy, right. Okay. Because I want to tune into your energy, but then we're going to have this be a broad broadcast to the whole audience field as well. Aquí hallo. Sa, 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 sa. Atahasa. Hatahasa. 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 Hasa. Hasa. Asa. 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 Here. Hasa. Tehesa. Akihalo kutasa, ata ta 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 ta. I am. I have to tell you the imagery they're giving me. It's like how we all know it's possible to create these, you know, thin, fit, flexible, strong bodies that we want to have. And I don't mean thin like skinny, but you know, healthy. What's appropriate for health and well-being. And we all know that's possible. And we want to create that through our thinking, because we believe it's possible, instead of through taking the action each day and making the choices each day to not only align ourselves with the knowing it's possible to create that, but with the steps it takes to actually create that outcome. Okay? So that's just what the imagery they were showing me to make this a little clearer than what I was describing before. Okay, so it's knowing it's possible, trusting it's possible for you to do that, not just it's possible as a concept, and then taking all the steps necessary to make it so. Aki alo kaiwa kota kasika, hela esa kaiwa kota kasa, she esa kai ota kante ya mba wa osha ota kante ya ota ya ota. So the idea coming through now is the willingness to fully align with that which you wish and take the steps necessary to manifest it. Make it so. Ma asa kai hot, kale asa kai hot, kialo kota kasi, ele esa kai wako, chiawako, heta esa kai ot kai. Mala esa kai wako takasika, hele esa kai anokotene kiawako, shala kai ot kasiawa. Motene eisa kaiwa kota kasa. Ale alo ala ama ana. Ante eisa kaiwa kota kasa. Mane enchini e kiawa kota kasa kiawa. So at this point, I feel like I'm literally wiping away layers and layers and layers of excuses and stories and reasons why it can't be. Makianto katana katene kiawa kota kasala kiawa. Akiano katene esakai. Ele esakai ana katene kiawa kota sakai. Ele esakai otkai otkai otkai. Ateka asakai wa kota kasi. Mana esakantene 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 esa. Otaka siwa kolakai. Ele esakalakai wa kota kasi. Shene esakatakasa. So the idea coming through here is everything is just energy. The thing that you want to manifest is an energy. It is a frequency. There's a vibration of what that is as manifest form, just as a chair is a frequency and a wall has a frequency and you have a frequency. That which you want to manifest has a frequency. And what you are currently living has a frequency. And so it's about recognizing everything as energy. And when you want to manifest the other instead of the what is, you have to recognize that you have to start to align with the energy of the other and start to relinquish the energy of what is. Okay, so that you begin to vibrate the reality of the other, and through the law of attraction, you know, it magnetically starts to draw to you all the steps that will get you from here to there. So it's an alignment with a frequency of your vision that is necessary, but there's also the relinquishing of what your current frequency is also part of the journey. Okay?
Is that something you do or I do?
Well, both. I mean, I can help you with that. You can also start to recognize what part of me is not in a full alignment with that vision. And that's where you can start working in meditation with what part of me is resisting that, what part of me doesn't feel worthy of that, what part of me doesn't believe it's possible to go from here to there.
Okay.
And what part of me, you know, so you can start to look at how is it serving me to be here instead of there, and why am I creating this instead of that? So, you know, perhaps, for instance, you know, when you're raising a family and you have children and other people to consider, there may be very valid reasons why this, what is now, is most appropriate, because it gives you the time and focus and opportunity to say, you know, have that family nurturing time and attention, where at some other stage of your life, going off and, you know, traveling or writing a book or doing something very time-consuming and self-focused might be completely appropriate, but it might not be ideal for now. So that's just a random example. But do you see how it's important to sit with, why am I currently manifesting this instead of that which I prefer? Yeah, and I can do that in sessions, and you can also do that in meditation. I believe everyone has it within them, but it can be also helpful to take classes or join a group that's working through manifestation issues, or to get help with healers or readers that can help you also. Because, you know, if you're always praying, as I am, that I want to follow my spirit without hesitation, I want to live in full alignment with my soul purpose and path, with my highest vibration of love, light, and divine source light, I have to really always recognize that if I'm really trying hard to manifest something and it's not showing up, it really may be that it's not the highest expression of my being.
Mm-hmm.
Too. So that can be why, you know, which thing am I going to play out, my will or divine will? Well, when I recognize that there's a difference between the two, then I want to bring those into resolution and alignment by relinquishing my will, you see. Because my belief is that if I do follow my spirit without hesitation, it's always going to be appropriate and support my life too. As I was explaining earlier on the show, you know, I can't really separate my work from my life, because spirit is growing me and evolving me at the same time as they're using my growth and evolution to help others, you see, in service.
Uh-huh.
So you really... I can really trust that they're always going to be aligned if I can relinquish that I know better. I have some idea of what I think I want, right? So anyway, Wow, do you feel that surrender coming in? I'm feeling such a relinquish and surrender since we talked about that and brought it to the mind level. I'm really feeling it from the whole audience. There's been a big shift in energy from where we started. So it's awesome, everybody. There's an ease I feel now. And we're doing some figure eight integrations here. So I want you to tap in and tell me if you are feeling any different as you think about what you called in for help with and how constricting that felt in your life. Are you feeling any more expansive and at ease in that concern?
Yes.
Okay, I'm feeling it too. Akia alo katakasi kalakai. So it involves trust, right?
Yes.
Yeah. In fact, I can't tell you exactly which one, but if you go to my website and Google the word trust, it'll probably pull up some light language pieces that will help facilitate that too. More about trust and trusting life.
I don't know where that comes. Why that is the trust?
Why you're not trusting life? Quite. Oh
yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, just that's again part of our enculturation. You have to make it happen. Isn't that how
right.
we're enculturated from childhood? You know, you can't just trust life to, you know, show up the way you want it. You know, who does that? So,
that's true.
In the old paradigm, we don't believe that life will show up in the most beautiful, benevolent, harmonious, supportive way for us. We believe we have to work to make it happen. We believe we have to invest time and money and effort to make it happen. So we haven't really been taught to live life in the flow or to live life in full trust.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we have to come to new perspectives and let those perspectives be congruent and true for us. And sometimes that's baby steps, you know, where, you know, how does a healer learn to trust that a healing is going to happen? Well, you have a whole lot of sessions, and you see it happen over and over and over again. You know, in the beginning, you're blown away every time. Wow, look what happened. You know, and toward the end, it's like, yeah, it's going to happen. I'm not always so worried about it. And, you know, and what I said earlier, you know, I wasn't trusting that I could get in front of a group of people not having a clue what was going to come out of my mouth, and that you know, I wouldn't sit there and look stupid, you know, offering nothing after they've driven however distance and put their time aside to be there, right? So the more I've done it with Daily Dose of Love, I'm coming to go, oh, yeah, something's going to come out of my mouth that's going to be useful. I don't know what it'll be. But so I'm learning trust by doing it. And so in the same way, we take our baby steps through life. And that's why it's not always useful to say, I want it and I want it now. Does that not sound like a 2-year-old?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Right. So we have to kind of comfort that inner child, that 2-year-old part of us that wants it now, and we have to start seeing the wisdom of the baby steps that bring the wisdom in, bring the confidence in, bring the trust in, because that's what I was describing as like the fish going from the fresh water to salt water. That gives us the ability to adapt and really be on a firm foundation each step of the way instead of taking this big leap. And there are indeed times to take a big leap, a leap of faith. I'm not saying don't ever do that. But the day-to-day is going to be an awful lot of recognizing where you're not trusting, recognizing where you're having, I don't even like the word negative because that puts us in polarity against positive, but where you're having denser, limited thinking propel your choices. And where can you catch yourself having those thoughts that are limited and say, now let me think if that's actually true. Or am I just still playing out the energy of an old buy-in? You know? So if you look at, say, the Arab world or places where women are very much still repressed, that's a very true reality for them. But it doesn't make it the only reality that exists in the world. Right? So for us, that's a very old paradigm. We couldn't buy into that easily if we tried. right, here as Westerners. Okay, so if you think about this journey, you know something else is possible. Well, that's, you know, where we are now as women. They know something else is possible. They don't have a clue how to get from where they are to here. And they're probably not going to have it happen instantly. But there is a journey and a path to get from there to here. And this is a very valid reality, as well as the reality they're living. It's just their now, and this is our now. But they're very different perspectives. You see?
Right.
So as you align yourself with a new perspective that's very real and true, it will start to overwrite. And the lesser perspective, so if you want to think back, say, you know, eons ago or even as recently as the Great Depression, you know, those were very real experiences that created very real beliefs for people. Those beliefs didn't have to be the only ones, but they became valid for them and they built their lives on them. That scarcity, limitation, lack, you know, working hard. So in their time, in their reality, those were very real experiences creating those real beliefs for them. But that doesn't mean they're the only beliefs or the most useful ones. That just became a pattern.
Wow.
So as you sit in this now and you recognize what patterns of belief am I buying into that are limited only by perspective, not by reality, but by that perspective, they're creating your reality. But they're by no means the only reality available.
Right.
You see?
Mm-hmm. I see.
So as you start to see your vision and recognize, okay, we're vibrating something very different than those women in the Arab world. That's what I was trying to say earlier. You have to see where are you still vibrating an old reality that's not getting you to the new one, and start to break that down. And that's what you can do with healers. That's what you can do in meditation. That's what you can do with some insight from a psychic reading. That's what you can do with insight from girlfriends or you know, enlightened, wise, you know, I think that the more that we sometimes talk about what we think is true. Oh, now I get the feedback again.
If people get on speaker.
As we verbalize what we think is true, we can start to easily see, that's not true. I don't believe that. Why am I even saying that? So even if you just start to write and journal that, you'll start to see your patterns. Where are you still manifesting by being mentally linked to an old reality? Okay, so let me get back in the energy here. Oh, yes, that feels so much better. And it's right up in the high heart, goes to the throat, and starts to clear. Ooh, has to do a lot with that high heart energy where the divine mind that knows what's possible aligns with the love of self, the love of truth, the love of one, the one, you know, the oneness. And so we are meeting, we're energizing and activating the energy of the high heart, where the higher mind and the heart are merged. Aki alo aka, aki alo aka, aki alo aka, aka sa. A-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. So that's, you know, really that higher mind and third eye where you can vision a greater and truer reality and dream through the third eye. And so where you can see your truth and start to harmonize that with the love, the deservedness, the knowing that through self-love you can create that and you deserve to live that dream. Aki alokai. Okiawa, Okiawa kota kasika, ele e sakaiwa kota kasika, lakai ele e sakaiwa, ale alo ala akaiwa. And then it's clearing the throat chakra so that you can express your truth. Kiano kote ne kiawa kota kasi, articulately, coherently, and with integrity so that your words are true. You speak truth, and therefore you manifest truth. And when you're doing that, you're going to be vibrating truth. Okay, so I want to do one more thing, and then we'll probably need to move on to another caller, but I want to look at bringing in the feeling state of what we've been working with here so that every cell in the body knows how to vibrate God's definition of it is possible to how and when to live your daily life, and that whole full, coherent alignment of I can, and I am ready, willing, and able to, and every cell in my body knows how and vibrates, knows how to vibrate the feeling state of manifesting the highest expression of my divine light and soul purpose and path here now. Does that feel good?
Yes.
Okay, let's bring that in. Kiawakota, kiawakota, kiawakota. Audience, please open yourself to receive this if it feels true for you, if you wish this too. Ha kiawakota. Manaki ano katana efa kaiwa kota ka hataka ta 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 hakata ta 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 hakata ta 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 hakata ta sa hakata ta sa ta 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 aki alokai aki alokai aki alokai kiawa kota ka sa 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 hata ta 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 hata ta 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 kiawa. So I feel like this is really bringing in that alignment between the small will and the higher will. Alakia alo kota kasi kalakai holakai helakiwa kota ana. Ale alo ala ama ana kaiwa ana. Now I get a yes for you because I'm tuned into you. I'm going to invite that's true for you now. Your cells are aligned with that. I'm going to invite the audience members, if you know how to do muscle testing or get a yes no answer, you know, you can check and see if that's now true for you. And if not, you can go back to the archives and listen to this over and over a few times and really get that to integrate for you. Okay?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Now, Kathy, how do you feel from where we began to where you are now? How are you feeling?
Very light.
Good. Good. Okay. It's important to recognize, because when you recognize it and verbalize it, you make it true for you. Because the ears hear it, the mind acknowledges there has been a change. It is valid and true and legitimate. I notice I was this, I am now that, therefore it is real and true. So it's not a thought, it's not a concept, it's an actual shift. And the body mind will accept that when you verbalize it, when you recognize it, acknowledge and verbalize it. So that's an important part of the process. Okay?
Okay.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks for bringing such an important one for everybody, because those are big, big issues for all people on this journey.
Yeah, you're right. It is.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Okay, blessings. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Hey, Kelly, thanks for handling all that feedback, because whatever you're doing is working.
Well, actually, I think what we figured out, we'll let our callers know, is when you put yourself like on a speakerphone, it's like, and I know I'm guilty of doing this sometimes too, because, you know, you want to be hands-free, but it's like when you put us on speakerphone or on like a Bluetooth something, that's when it creates that feedback for us. So, yeah, when you're on air, if you can, I know it's really hard sometimes to try to meditate, but it's like, I'm sure, you know, they're trying to like put it down so they could, you know, sit and have their hands free and stuff, and it's like, yeah, it has a lot of feedback there. The other thing we're still experiencing, guys, is Blog Talk is still randomly kicking people out of chat, randomly dropping calls out of queue. So it's like if you get what we call blogged out, just, you know, log back in, call back in. I'm trying to keep track, you know, who we have in queue. So, you know, when you come back in, if it drops and you come back in, it's like we'll put you back where you're at. So anyway, that being said, yeah, we have a few more to do here. So,
yeah.
Oh, let's
well, that was, I just along with that because I felt like that's such a global issue for so many people,
yeah.
And I really wanted to bring that to the audience members as well. You know, if
yeah.
it's a really isolated personal thing on a caller, I try not to do that. But if we're benefiting everybody, you know, I hate
right.
to stop before we
oh, yeah.
bring it in
no,
full.
No. I mean, because we got some feedback from the chat that's like, you know, people in chat were going, yeah. It's like we're
yeah.
feeling different, like heat and, you know, different sensation in the feet and the knees, and it's like, you know, different places in the body, and So, you know, it's like, well, it's like a smorgasbord. It's like, you know, where you go to and you just kind of take, you know, what your body needs. It's like, yeah, it was really cool. So,
right. And remember that even while I'm traveling, I do private sessions. So if you're out there in the, you know, audience and not feeling that you're getting what you need, you know, you can call me and we'll make the time while I'm traveling, you know, to do a private session. That
cool.
You're not disturbing me on vacation. This is my lifestyle now. I get that a lot. It's like people wait until I get home because they don't want to bother me, you know, while I'm traveling, and that's not a concern.
Part of the flow. It's like waiting for the stream when you're on vacation.
Yeah, right. Life is a vacation.
Okay, our next caller is area code 808. Or no, excuse me, 608. Sorry about that. 608. You're on with us.
Hi, this is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, Sue.
My son passed away.
Oh,
and
I'm very sorry.
I just don't seem to be able to get over it.
I understand. How recently?
2 years.
2 years, so it's really still with you very fully. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go directly into this and invite any of the audience members to also open yourself to receive healing for grief and that difficulty moving on in life when you feel like such a big piece of you is gone. And we need to recognize that that piece is never gone, because when we love someone, they're with us. And it's hard to understand when we feel so left and so isolated and so fragmented. But we have to remember that we are one. There has never been separation. And even in this illusion state of separation that we are living in Earth, we are still connected to our loved ones. And so we're going to have to find a way to release them in their divine time when their work and their world, you know, their soul path takes them in another way, another direction, where they're needed and where they've chosen to be. And where we have to move on in our own journey. And I want to really recommend a book, too, that is written by Robert Schwartz. And I can't remember the exact title, but it is about soul pre-birth planning. So how is it we make these agreements? Because when you're experiencing this kind of loss, and for any parent to lose a child is just, you know, unbearable. And the book addresses that at the level of understanding from pre-birth planning. So Robert Schwartz, he has two books. They're both excellent. The second one will get more into the grief. So let's go right in now for you, okay, Sue? Aki aloko takasi kalakai, ele e sakai, hatene e sakai wa kolakai, hele e sakai wa, hakiano katene kiwa, ale, alo, ala, ama, ana. Here, hala hom, hala hom, haki alokai, ele esa, haki halo kota kasi, ane esa kai wa kota kasi, oma akai, ea ot kai, hakai, hochiawa, mene esa kai wa kota kasi, ali ea wa kota kasa, alokiano kote tikiawa. You know, I'm a little confused here because I'm seeing a boy with brown hair, and I'm seeing what feels like a girl with blonde hair. Can you tell me about
most recently? My son died 2 years ago as an adult, 24. I've had some miscarriages also.
Okay, so did he have brown hair?
He had brown hair.
Brown hair. Okay. All right. So he's off to the side, and I'm going to just invite him to come in. Okay, and be really present with you. Would you invite him in, please? I know you will, but I'm just asking you to really do that into your heart. And just sit with him and feel him present with you, okay? Because you're not separated across time and space the way you feel you are. He's rocking you back and forth. I don't know if you feel this side by side, left and right rocking. He's been doing that since we started. My hands are moving all over my body in different places. I don't know if you're feeling energy moving, mostly on the left side, but that's because I'm holding my phone on my right. But really, I just feel like he's touching you and caressing you all over. He's just wanting you to feel him. He's like saying, I'm here. You know, he's just touching you. I'm here. He doesn't want you to be sad. He wants you to just recognize that it's all good. It's just all good. And
that's the part that I'm having a hard time with, though. I can put on a face and leave the house, but I don't feel it.
I know. So let's bring in the feeling.
I'm the cheerleader. I'm the one that makes everybody else laugh. I can do that.
Uh-huh.
But when I'm by myself, I can't.
I know.
And it doesn't feel... feels like I'm
dead. It doesn't feel okay. I know. All right, let's just see if we can download the feeling of I am okay because he is okay. Ale e sakai wa kota kasi kalakai. Ene e sakai wa ota. I'm going to cry for you right now, so I just need to help you get this out. Ante e sakai ota. Ante e sakai wa ota. Ante e So you're crying for yourself at a level of attachment, and I'm crying for you at a level of neutrality, and I'm hoping that helps to shift the energy into acceptance. Because we want to complete the grief cycle. And be okay with it. It's an experience, a harsh one, indeed, but it is an experience. I watched the movie last night, Cocoon, and you know what this Antares being, who's never cried and is 11,000 years old, was crying when the ones in the cocoon passed and he couldn't save them, and he was just saying, you know, when the human came over to apologize for letting them down, you know, he was acknowledging that he was having a completely new experience, 11,000 years old, and to experience grief, he had never had that experience. And you know, in a way, that says why we come here into this plane of life where we have these experiences that we can't have as whole light beings. We don't know what that is. And it enriches us and it grows us and expands us in compassion in ways that we can help guide others in this plane when we understand that. I'm feeling you, and I'm feeling you fully. And I'm also feeling the truth that you're not separate and this life isn't over. And you have so much to give through the love and compassion that you're holding. And you don't have to be a cheerleader always. It's okay to hold the wisdom and understanding of grief. And it's okay to, you know, that takes you to a place where you can listen and hold someone's space without needing them to explain it. And you can help people in that way. You don't have to always be a cheerleader. You're stretching yourself through this experience. And you're going to be able to hold the light of others who know and understand grief. And there is no grief greater than this kind of loss of a child. It's really a loss of self because, you know, we really feel our children are so much a part of it. And we must have hit the nail on the head because I want to cry so much harder for you now.
this loss of self.
And so audience members too, if this resonates for you, if you've lost someone and you feel like you've lost part of yourself, join us in this healing. Let's bring this grief full circle so that we can reunite all the fragments of self. Oh, that's feeling better already. I can. You feel you can't, but you can. I am. I am the full alignment of my body, mind, and spirit. I am here now. I am here to live my divine presence, and I am going to do it to the greatest glory of my being. I am. And I am more and I am better than I was before for having had this experience, for having loved this child, for having loved this person who enriched my life. And I don't regret the experience of sharing my life, and I don't regret the loss or the experience of loss. And I don't regret having to feel grief because I am human and it's a human experience to know this feeling. And I accept it fully as part of my journey, and I align myself in the wholeness of the light that I am, human and divine, and I bridge that space. I am fully present here now to live my life, to live my light, to live my truth, and to assist and uplift others in that way. That's feeling better for me. Is it feeling better for you? Is it feeling lighter?
A little bit.
I want to remind everyone listening and you as well too, pity is a natural human response, but it is a very low vibration. And I am not saying to deny yourself your, you know, a pity party, but let it be brief. It is important to recognize when we are feeling like a victim, we are feeling pity, we are feeling like we are so lost and alone here. Because it is a real, true feeling not to be denied, but you want to have it fully, and then move on into compassion. In other words, if you know someone going through loss and grief and you want to help them from compassion and understanding. And Sue, this is something this experience has given you. It is the gift. And it's easy, you know, like in before you've experienced this, it's easy to sit with someone and feel pity for them for their loss. But when you have this life experience, you gain the wisdom of compassion and understanding, and you can sit fully present with them in that loss and grief and an understanding of it, and you can hold their sacred space. And I want everyone on the call, I mean everybody listening, to do that with me for Sue, and to be sure you drop any energy of pity, because pity does not recognize the courage of the soul who came here to experience this, okay? We want to see Sue in her courage, in her highest light, and in the love that she gave her son this life to live, knowing, because in the soul planning stage, she knew, and as a divine being, she gave permission for an agreement to lose him, okay, at this stage of life she did, and to learn this transformation through, to move through such a severe, difficult journey. And so we want to honor and uphold her in the power that she is, and the light that she is, and the courage that she is to have chosen this journey. And we want to see her as an empowered soul. So thank you for seeing Sue with me in this light, that she may see herself that way, and she may reconnect with that part of herself. Ale alo ala ama ana ala kaiwa ana. So, Sue, if you feel that you need more healing with that, I'd be happy to work with you privately. I feel like that's, you know, what we have to offer today. And you can work with integrating and letting that all sort of settle in. You can listen to the archive again and again to receive that again and integrate it more. You know, it's in your energy field because you've been with me here now. I have felt the energy shift, so I think that you will too, but it may take a little time for you to feel that. Please drink a good lot of water, pure water, fresh water, to cleanse a lot of that emotion out of your cells with ease and grace so you don't have to feel any kind of healing crisis. Okay? Okay. God bless you, dear. I really feel you, okay?
Thank you.
God bless. Thank you.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Water and lemon. Wow. Thank you for calling
mm-hmm.
in.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's cleansing for the whole room. And it's like, I found there were people finding pockets of stuff places, and I'm sitting there going, I'm going to listen to this again because I didn't realize how much I was attached to so many, I'll say dead people on the other side, but it's like, it was like that group hug. It's like, come on, we want you to be happy
mm-hmm.
because, you know, the other side wants us to be happy and joyful. And the only time they're sad is if we're sad because they want us
right.
to really feel that love, you know, feel that love vibration and to be happy with them. And it's, I mean, and it's hard, you know, it's hard to hug somebody without skin, but it's like, you know, as I tell you, but it's like, they give you those etheric hugs, but it's like, yes, it's not quite the same as when they're actually there. But yeah, anyway.
Well, you know,
yeah,
I want to remind people too,
hour,
that when we can't move on, it makes it difficult for the one that has past because they need to move on and they're concerned about us through their life.
Right.
And so, I mean, I really felt him here, you know, in her heart and,
yeah.
and rocking her back and forth and sending her
too.
Love and wanting her to feel that he is present and she hasn't
right.
lost him, but,
yeah.
you know, except
he's
at the
there.
Physical level. But it's so hard when you want that physical, and you want the relationship that you had.
Right.
You know, my mom's at a nursing home having had a stroke, and even though she's physically present, you know, I grieve her, the loss of
yeah.
her friendship and the relationship we had because, you know, she's not able to interact in that level anymore. So we do grieve that loss of the relationship in the physical way that we
right.
are with someone.
Right, absolutely.
You know, the more we can get over that and release and love
yeah.
them and bless them to their journey, the more they can move on and so in the highest and best
yeah.
form of, you know, continued evolution.
Right. I will put a note in there. It's like I was highly attached. I mean, you know, the major people I've lost, you know, it's like my sister, my husband, my mom, my dad, grandparents, you know, whatever. It's like didn't impact me as much when I was younger with the grandparents. But what's interesting is, you know, even though it's like, you know, I released a lot of them, you know, whatever, but it's like even when you release them, and that's where I think where some of the fear comes from, you're afraid if you release them, it's like that you'll forget them or they'll forget you, and that's not the case. It's like the more I found I trusted and released certain aspects, it's like they were
mm-hmm.
there more fully present, which is really amazing.
Right.
It's like the more, you know, it's like they don't leave you. It's like, you know, it's not like they, you know, drop kick you to the curb. It's like, you know, they still, they have other things to do on the other side, but they still are with you. And it's like all it takes is
right.
like, sit that chair down and say, you know, I really want to, if you want to have that, what they call the empty chair conversation, you know, you sit the chair and say, okay, I'm going to talk to you. And it's like, and they do. It's like if you feel it, sense it, they will sit there and they will talk with you. But it's like, yeah.
Definitely.
Anyway.
Definitely.
Yeah,
I agree.
Have it on here, area code 808. And then after that, it's going to be 207. Yes, we have several more to go. So. Getting some good
Hello,
stuff in today, Laura. This is amazing and intense. 808, you're on with us.
Well, thank you for taking the call. And for the lady that just called in, I just want to say I was crying along with you guys.
Yeah.
That's really hard, you know, losing somebody very close to you or losing somebody very young. You just got to realize that energy doesn't die. It just transcends, and as long as you can flow and transcend with it, stop pushing against the current and start folding with it, it's a lot easier to swim in life, you
right.
know?
Yeah,
I don't have any questions after that. After that was really heavy, so I just want to say thank you for eloquently putting things into perspective for people to understand and sharing the knowledge that you're sharing, because it's really important. I think a lot of people should be reminded how powerful the energy is, and it's not really what you're saying. And, you know, it's the power behind it. You know, that's why sometimes I guess people always reference to speaking in tongues and doing healings and stuff like that, because it wasn't anything but the spirit energy that was coming through. That's why you aren't supposed to understand it, because it's so distorted with perceptions of our own reflections of life with words and, you know, our own memories, our own recall. But
yeah,
anyway,
thank you.
No, thank you. And I just want to say thank you. I don't really have any questions anymore.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Our last one was pretty heavy. So, mahalo and aloha from Hawaii. And I feel the energy.
Oh, thank you. Please blow kisses to my dolphins for me and whales. Oh,
All right.
I know. I'm going to be doing some work out there in the future. I just feel it. I feel myself being drawn out there. And, you know, I channel the dolphins and whales in the tones with the light language. And so let's just share a little of that as a mahalo back. It's all... I was having a Facebook conversation with someone that I shared a Facebook thing about dolphins, and I said, somebody said, oh, I wish I could be with them. And I said, you know, you can be with them without being physically present, because they're consciousness beings. And you can be with the dolphin energy just by asking for them to be with you. And it's such a beautiful, uplifting, joyful energy. And
yes.
The whales is such a wise, beautiful energy of very galactic, you know. And so when I do this a lot, the whale energy very often reaches deep inside the chakras and deep inside the energy and starts to break up and stir it out. And then the dolphin energy comes in, the higher tones, you know, and carries it right up the chakra system and out. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, they work together in such a beautiful duet. So I thank you and mahalo and blessings to all in Lemuria.
Mm-hmm. Yes, take care. Aloha.
Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
All righty. And let's see here. 207, you are next. Like, wow.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Did I miss a name there?
No, I didn't give one yet. We
barely
spoke.
Okay. Hi.
Hi. No, my name is Dee, and I'm in Maine.
Hi, Dee.
Hi.
What can we do for you today? Or with you.
Okay.
I like that better. Because we're always
co-creating.
This is not a doing to. It's a sharing.
Right.
How I really like to say it? The way my guides ask me is, how may I honor you today?
Oh, well, that sounds nice.
Yeah, isn't
that
nice? And they said, you know, they wanted me to put my, this is a little goofy for us Westerners somehow, you know, people are uncomfortable, but they showed me to put my hands upright, palm to palm with the person and say, how, you know, may I honor you? And then to the degree that they feel, you know, acknowledge that or say yes is the degree of healing they can receive. Isn't that an interesting way to put it?
Yes,
in other words,
it
you
is,
can only receive to the degree you feel you can, that you're able to receive. And so, you know, asking the question, may I honor you? And then how you feel in response to that is a pretty good indicator.
Wow. I'll have to remember that.
Yeah, so, you know, I thought that was a little, would be a little awkward to greet all my clients like that, you know, but I think that it's a very valid point. Yeah. So how may we honor you, Dee?
Okay. I'm wondering about somebody she's one of my best friends. Not too long ago, it would have been beginning of March, I guess we'll say, somewhere in there. I've been having I have this real problem in my life, and I had once again made my local newspaper, which I knew I was going to anyway, but I had sent her the thing from the newspaper, and I had wondered what she thought about the article. And then I had tried to call her, and I called her several times over the span of a few days, whatever. And finally, I just stopped, figuring that, you know, she's going through whatever, and she'll call me when she's ready. But it's been, you know, it was like several weeks, and that's not like her. So I finally one day, I sent her an email and asked her how she was. And she said, I'm fine. I'm just keeping to myself these days. And mm-hmm. my instinct said to me, I will be polite about it, BS. Something didn't set right with me. She did wish me happy birthday on Facebook, but she knows exactly what I'm going through, and I feel like there's something's not right here.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to think it was just me being, you know, woo-hoo, because mm-hmm. my psychic instinct said something's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, this is a time when many people are withdrawing and in gifting that to themselves. So, you know, it's important to be careful you're not projecting, because that's easy to do when we've had an ongoing certain kind of relationship and then we feel someone's pulling away. And that is part of this ascension journey, is we are going to pull away and get in our own vibration frequency. And as much as we care about people, some of those people are going to drop away. And I don't know if that's what's going on, but I do want to state that, because it is a possibility that we want to leave some allowing for as because we're going to be on both ends of that. We're going to be on the end where we're moving in a direction, and some people that were part of our life aren't going to go in that direction with us, and that's going to feel difficult to them, perhaps, or feel like, you know, we've cut them off. And it doesn't have to be done as a rejection. It can just be a change in your focus takes you in a way that they're no longer kind of showing up on your radar. And then it can also be a real direct choice. I am going to, and I did this when I, you know, I dropped my groups and I just closed my office and I went in another direction. And I really did let go of the doingness, and the people that were involved in that doingness, you know, may have felt that.
Mm.
So we definitely want to make some room for being on both sides of that equation as we choose to spend time with ourselves. And the reason I'm even bringing all this up is a friend of mine recently said this exact same thing, that she did not respond to somebody who was responding repeatedly to her because she had taken time and space for herself. And then it became a friendship-breaking issue because
yeah.
that other friend felt that she was not being compassionate or considerate or acting in friendship and kindness because of the way she was ignoring her and not responding to her repeatedly. And she
nice.
Said, you know, really, I didn't have any of that going on in my mind. And she interpreted it all this way, and it's not true, but, you know, I don't want to even engage that. You know, like she's like, I didn't even create that separation. I simply did something that was good for me. But in the process, she's created a dynamic. I don't even want to engage the dynamic of which she's
right.
putting to me now. Do you see?
Mm, yeah, I decided I needed to give her space. I understood that. But there was something
right.
going on, because for her, knowing what I'm going through right now when I really need a friend, it, you know, could really use all my friends around me, she just
right.
sort of backed off and just
yeah.
said, I'm just, you know, I'm keeping to myself. And I understand why. I can understand why she might be doing that, considering, you know, her life. Because I know
right.
it's not
so
always
easy. So what I want to do is open you. The whole reason for this discussion is you may be completely valid that you felt something was hanky and whatever, you know, and that may be true. And even if that's true, you want to allow for the other possibility, because you want to allow for something very clean to be happening instead of something
right.
very distorted to be happening. Okay, so what I would like to do in this healing is get you to a point where you're absolutely comfortable with your own handling of your situation, and we don't need to get into that on air,
no.
but handling okay. it with or without the support of others, because we want you to be in your internal power. And what is the word I want? It's, you know, we don't want to be independent, but we do want to be self-sufficient.
Right, and I'm
right?
for the most part,
okay.
I am, I think. You know,
so,
I'm doing what I
right.
what I need to do. It's just, it was so, something just not set right with me.
Right. So what we want to do really is what came up to me while you were telling me this is we want to work with forgiveness for yourself and her, and
right.
get to a point where you're at least not focused on something being wrong or you know, hinky, as I'm calling it, or something distorted.
That's a good word.
Because what we want to do is bring it into harmonious balance and allow it to be what it is, and whatever that is, and allow ourselves to be okay with that. Because otherwise, we're engaging control dramas. And we're, okay? So what I'd like to do is work with you on forgiveness, acceptance, and being okay with what is. From that okay with what isness, you can have a conversation with her that's very clean. Do you see?
I'm just
it's very much
her
in
space
integrity
right now. Because
huh?
I figure that's
no,
the best.
I figure
the best thing I can do is just let her be.
Right.
Until
and that
she's
may be,
ready.
But what you want to do is resolve and and forgive her for not being there for you and not feeling the need to be there for you.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
So what we always want to do is get to a neutral point of acceptance. From that neutral point, then we can engage the energy of the relationship without engaging it from being hurt, being in judgment, or being in need. Okay?
Right.
So, you know, because that's where we're going to be. In, when we're in our centered peace, we're going to be able to have that discussion if it is appropriate and the timing is appropriate and have it with love and acceptance where there's no blame or judgment. And she'll be much more responsive, I would hope, to be also in a place of truth and integrity in that communication because she's not feeling judged or blamed. Do you see?
Right, because I don't feel like, I don't feel like doing any kind of, you know, I don't know what I feel actually because I don't want to feel negative. That's the thing. I don't want to feel negative because she has been there for me through thick and thin, and I've been there for her.
Right.
So it's,
and,
you know, it's just one of those things that it suddenly just struck me wrong.
Right, and it can be very disappointing to,
you
know, feel that somebody you've always been able to count on, someone that's been there thick and thin, somebody that's been in rich kind of friendship with you, can can suddenly not. And so that's a vulnerable feeling, and it's a feeling of loss. And so you want to work with your feelings and not project them on hers, I guess, is the best way to express this.
You make sense. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. So those are your feelings that you want to bring to peace and harmony within yourself and be at a point of a great deal of peace and love regardless of which way the relationship goes. And then you're more available really even for the relationship to evolve together. You know, and you see. Okay, so let's bring in some energy for this whole shift. Now that we've kind of talked the mind circles around it. And notice where you are and where you feel at the end of this, okay? And, you know, always, as I say, listeners, please piggyback on this if it feels appropriate for you, too. Akialo katakta salakai halaki halako takasa atanakaya wako takasi akialo koya wako takasa shimakai hele'e sakaya wako takasika kialo shala'a sakaya wako takasi male'e sakaya wako takasika lakai shene'e sakai otaka male'e sakaya wako takasi shimakai wako takasa Chene esa kaiwa kota kasi kalakai wa kota kasa. Chene esa kichini iya wa kota kai. Maki alo kaiwa kota kasi kan chieno kai. Ele esa kan chene esa kan chene kai. Ele esa kaiwa kota kasi. Bale aso kaiwa ko. Shim shim shishi shishi shasha shasha. Kaiano kote ne kia wa. You know, I'm actually have been seeing you in a past life with your doling money out. And like bills on this kind of rough-hewn wood table. And I wonder if you had a relationship with her in a past life where you paid her for her service and her availability. And there's something, you know, almost, I don't know if I'd even call it tit for tat, but an expectation that she would be there when you need her. And so it's really set and wrong with you.
No, because it's very possible we've had a past life together. You know, I really don't know because we have never talked about whether or not we did, but we're both indigos and among other things, and you know, we're
I think there's a carryover of energy of expectation that is coloring this experience, actually. So let's just keep moving through it. I just wanted to let you know what I was seeing. Kiano katene ki kalakai halakai hale sakai otakatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatat Mene esa cantene esa cantene esa cantene esa. Chere eki alo otaka sikarakai. Etiki antuka osakai otikiwa. Mane esa kaiwa kotakasa. Epaki alo kotaka sikarakai. Onchine isa kaiwa kotakasa. Shimakai otako sikiwa kolakai. Ele esa kaiwa kotaka. Baha soka chi akota kasa. Ukonta ante ea wakota kasa. Eanakoteni kia wakolakai. Mene e sakai wakolakai ele e sakai. Umasa kaena ketene kia wakolakai. Akasa katene e sakatene e sakatene e sa. Gianakoteni kia wako. Bo osa kantene e sakai wakota kasi. Shene e sakantene e sakia wako. Mbakantene e ki halo kotaka. Ele e sakai wako otaka sa ki ano kotene ki. Ale e sakatana kai wako chiwa. Botene e sakatana katana kai ale e sakai pa.
Okay, so just if you would repeat the words with me. First, I want to just say, I release you with love.
I release you with love.
Okay. Ooh. Let's sit with that a second. Okay, and I love you.
I love you.
I am.
I am.
Ha! Home, ha, home, ha, home. Well, that feels better already. I forgive you.
I forgive you.
I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
Does that not feel different? Already?
There's... You made me think when you talked about the past life, because I'm clairvoyant, among other things. I was seeing the cover of the my favorite tarot deck, I guess you'd call it, the Druidcraft one.
The
and
what?
I had wondered, Druidcraft, that's my favorite tarot deck.
Okay.
And also, you made me wonder if the past life that we had together, which I doubt it was, but... There was the one life that I do know about, and that was 1640 when I was a druid in County Cork, Ireland, but I don't think she was part of that one.
I am so in an energy. I'm stuck in here for a sec, so let me work with it. I'm definitely in the past. Okay, I'll get back here in a second. Sometimes I tell you, they just grip you and take you under, and you just got to go with the energy where it takes you. Give me a second here. Masala kaiwa kotakasi. There was quite a bit of control energy in that one.
Wow.
I mean, I'm still gritting my teeth.
Well, you've got two strong-willed. We're two strong-willed people. One Aries, and she's a Capricorn.
Oh, man.
But
yeah,
I'm an Aries on the cusp of Pisces, so that helps. Tempers it a little. But I'm still an Aries.
Yeah. Okay, so I wasn't going to tell you this because, you know, but I'll go. The expanded image of pangs that I saw you putting out dollars on the table was in a brothel. And it was like I wasn't going to go into that detail on the radio, but you know it is past life. We don't have to
that doesn't bother me. I jokingly refer to myself as a dirty-minded body old lady with classes to worry about.
Okay, so basically you were paying the madam of the house, you know, and then you went up the stairs to where she always was on your beck and call. So it is important and like part of your agreement to release her in this life.
Okay, so in other words, I was a man in that lifetime because otherwise, as she and I would say, well, she would say it to me, and I jokingly used it too. You're not my flavor.
So
we're both straight women.
Yeah,
there's no way.
Yeah. So it feels like it was about you freeing her to be her, and freeing her from needing to be in service to you, and freeing her with love, because you really did care about her. You, it's why you picked the same person all the time at the brothel. She was really sort of your, you know, you paid your money. It was she, it was a business,
right.
And it wasn't a situation where you could have a direct relationship with her, but you did have a love for her, and you cared deeply about her, and it was only her that you wanted. And so there was you know, some energy dynamic going on there that you wanted to make in a way in this life. I feel that you wanted to honor her and release her. And then, you know, you guys were able to be in friendship and not have that dynamic in this lifetime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's been somebody that I could tell her anything.
Mm-hmm.
Things that I probably,
you
know,
see,
that.
Do you see where it's appropriate for her to come to a point where she would sort of start to pull the wagon around herself? In other words, really get in her own energy and honor herself with that, and in a way appropriate for you to see that happening and step up to encourage and support it in any loving way you can. And yet you may be able to maintain a friendship, but it may become a bit more independent. Okay, or completely independent. But that is a blessing you can share.
Yeah, because I know she undoubtedly is going through a lot, because I know where things have been recently with her, and she knows what I'm going through, which is a time when if things do happen the way I believe they won't, but if they do happen and I suddenly I'm tossed out of my ear,
mm-hmm.
I need her to take the two caps she gave me until I'm back on my feet.
Yeah.
But I can't ask her right now.
There is always trust. There's always a loving, appropriate solution through spirit. And if solution A is not available, then start tuning into solution B. Maybe there's a better outcome. Maybe those cats will have a different home. Maybe you're gonna land in a situation that isn't as out on your ear as you think. You know,
the cats
this whole thing,
I would be lost without them, and they would be lost without me.
Okay, so maybe someone else will step up to foster them.
If that's needed, of course, but I don't think it will be.
Yeah, good. But do you see what I'm saying is, don't stay so focused on solution A that the universe can't bring you solution B, C, and D.
No, I'm sure solution B would have to be there.
Yeah, so focus on the highest outcome, the most benevolent outcome for all involved.
Good idea.
And release everything with love.
Thanks.
And let that benevolent outcome, you know, really start to reveal itself to you.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
That
blessings.
Works. Blessings.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Yeah.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. That was fun, too.
Okay.
Yeah. We got two more, Lauren. We got about 20 minutes here, so if I can, and I actually, I actually have a quick question too here today, so. Two callers, we have 928 and 978, so let's giddy up and go. We do have a 64, let's see, yeah, we do have a 626, and I want to say to that caller in queue, you haven't raised your hand, it's like you've been listening the whole show, so if you want to be on, you got to press the number one, but it's like we want to make an acknowledgement there, so we actually do have three in queue, but anyway. Okay, 928, you're on with us.
Oh, I'm 928?
You're 928.
Oh, hello.
Hello, 928. May I have a name?
Sure, it's Maggie from Arizona.
Okay. Oh, I'm in Arizona. No, I'm in New Mexico. I'm going to be in Arizona.
You're in New Mexico. It's southern.
Yeah.
And it's warm.
Right. Yeah. So where in Arizona are you, Maggie?
I'm in about an hour and a half north of Phoenix.
Oh, okay. Well, so like Flagstaff or further?
No, not that far. It's a place nobody ever heard of before.
Because I'm going to be traveling through that way soon. I'm going to be going from northern Phoenix through Sedona and then into Flagstaff. So that's our general plan, unless the universe diverts us. But that's
you'll be going up a different highway, because the one that I'm taking is separate from the one you go from Phoenix up to to Sedona,
oh, okay.
But I will be going to Sedona this weekend for a Reiki class.
Oh, cool. Well, how may we honor you today, Maggie?
Ah, thank you. I have like a throat a chakra blockage that I'd like removed, and I'm wondering, do you do detox?
There are many kinds of detox.
Detox.
I assume you're oh, well, because, you know, obviously I'm not a naturopath. I don't recommend like a course for physical detox, but I certainly work with energy. So, you know, depends on what all comes up. We work with where the energy takes us.
Oh, okay. I'm game.
Let's see. So are you wanting to work on throat or liver? Because we have sort of limited time here.
Okay, let's do the throat.
Okay. Let me look into your throat.
Ew.
I mean, that just, does it hurt?
No.
Ooh. What is that?
I don't know, but
I don't know.
Like, oh, my goodness.
You're getting what?
Empathetic pains. It's like I'm feeling what she's feeling. It's like I was fine until you said that word.
No, I mean, it's like, no, I'm kind of recoiling from something that I that could, I mean, I'm recoiling so much that I'm making the assumption it would show up difficultly, you know. But anyway, it's a block. Let's just worry. It's just energy. Remember, all blocks are just energy. So we can shift energy, and that's not nearly as difficult as people make it seem. Aquí a lo que hago cosa casi calacay le es a cae o un tequila o te cante es a cae o te ca a te ca a te ca a te ca a sa chin 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 si 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 sa 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 a cae o ok an aquí a lo cosa casi ca an tequila lo cosa casa la cae o co aquí a lo cosa casi an es a cae o cosa casi calacay. I kind of think it's an entity. So guide, angel, energy, entity. It doesn't have to, you know, I'm not talking possession and all that stuff. That's, you know, but a light energy or entity or something that, you know, isn't you, doesn't need to be here. So I need your permission to remove or release that.
You have my permission.
Okay, thank you. And I always like to call an Archangel Michael to, you know, take whatever energy needs to go wherever in the universe is most appropriate for its highest evolution and continued journey, because we honor all energy and all, everything has purpose. So we don't need to judge it. We just recognize that it's not you. Sa, 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 sa. Kalakai wa kota kasi kalakai. Ele e sakai. Feel any different?
Oh, I was feeling all kinds of difference a while when you were like, working on it.
Yeah. Is it gone?
Well, I actually cannot feel the entity or the blockage, but I was told that I do have it, and apparently I did. It must be gone, because at first it was like I felt the lower part of my body just tingle, 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 tingle. And then you started doing like the chanting part, and now the upper part of my body, oh, and I can actually feel it now.
Well, that's why I kind of recoiled, because I was tuned into your energy, and then I went into your throat, and it was like, ooh, not, yuck. You know, it was like not. And again, I don't mean to be judging other energies, because everything has purpose. I mean, bacteria and viruses, you know, we don't want to go into resistance with them. We just want them to recognize they're not you. They don't belong here. You know, they belong somewhere else.
I suspect it was placed on me.
Well, again, we don't want to. Okay, I'm not saying that can't happen, but it can't happen without your agreement.
Hmm.
We are powerful beings. We are. If the way that we exercise our power is by giving it away, so be it. But we can resonate frequencies that can invite like frequencies into our space. So if we're having dense, low-frequency thoughts, feelings, or sometimes through compassion, we can want, actually not from compassion, I'm going to put this differently, from pity, which is a low frequency. But when we pity someone, we're not seeing them as brave, courageous souls with the potential and the guidance and the power within them
to handle whatever is on them. So when we see people in struggle, our compassion leaps out, right? And it's compassion's a high frequency that can really help somebody remember that they're divine, courageous beings with the power to handle it. But when we meet them, it's at a level of pity. That's a low frequency. And we feel sorry for them, say, and we want to help them. And sometimes we take on their stuff because we don't think they're up to it. And so we want to be very mindful about that because we do want to be compassionate always because that gives us a peaceful center with loving, compassion, understanding, and therefore non-judgment. And we can be an asset and we can be a light in someone's path. But we don't, you know, we don't want to have to take on their stuff. We want to just be able to relate and go, yeah, that, you know, been there, done that, that really sucks. But I know you'll get through it because I did too, right? We could offer
right.
that light at the end of the tunnel. But when we are holding, you know, we often are like, well, you know, I don't remember inviting that in. But we may invite it in unconsciously because we care about someone or we see somebody in struggle and we relate to that. And, you know, we think that that's too much for them. So who knows? I mean, I didn't get information about what why it was with you, but I do believe we cleared it.
I feel so much better. I feel lighter. I feel like you could tie a string to my ankle and float me as a balloon now.
Awesome. Yeah. And I want to remind you guys again, please take advantage of the Daily Dose of Love recordings. They are free. They come every day. I hope, you know, the travel, you know, I'll be able to keep them coming. If not, you know, bear with me if I miss a day or two or along the way, I'm doing my best. But you know, if you sign up, you're going to get number one, and they're there all the way through number 90. So you're not going to miss them if you subscribe to the beginning at number one. But there, it is an immersion journey with all of this energy that I've been sharing on the with the callers in the audience today is there to listen to repeatedly, and it's an evolutionary journey. So like the first month is a great deal of light language. And then later in the number 60s, it starts to weave in some English-speaking messages. And by the 80s, it's almost all English messages with a little light language and toning. And we get into real I am, anchoring in the I am and the oneness, journeys to experience oneness and all of that. So it really is an evolving, ongoing immersion journey. So I want to encourage everybody. Yeah, and please do share it through social media. Share it with people because you know, I'm making it free so that it's easy to share and we plant as many seeds as we can and spread that around the world.
I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I feel so much better.
Very good. My joy. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely joyful to, you know, to help uplift and bring more light and love in the world.
And thank you for everything you do.
Who gets
yeah.
this job, you know?
Absolutely. That's so cool.
I would do this even if
all
I wasn't
right.
getting paid. Oh, wait a minute. I am.
Vicarious healing.
Yeah.
All right.
I love
you.
Yeah, blessings.
Love you guys.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Love you too.
Yeah.
All righty. And here we go. 66. We're taking 66 now because this person has been here since like the beginning of the show. And it's like, I apologize because, you didn't have your hand up, but you're on with us now.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Bonnie.
Greetings, and may we have your name?
Bonnie.
Bonnie. Is
Bonnie.
This Bonnie of Bonnie Albers?
No.
No.
No. Oh, okay, because we had thought she might come on the show at the end. Okay. Hello, Bonnie. How may we honor
Hello.
You today?
I would like to clear the air with my mother, my brother, and my mom's husband, well, my stepdad.
I'm sorry, your mother, your brother, and what?
My stepdad.
Stepson?
Like every time I go there, we end up fighting, like verbally.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it can end up like physically.
Mhm. Okay, so immediately what I'm picking, well, just wisdom would, okay, I'm going to have you tell me what wisdom would tell you about the situation. Only speak from your own point of view, please. What do you know about this from your own point of view?
That I'm always bothering them.
Okay. I know. I don't even know that. I was just going to point out that the point of power is always within. You'll never change another person. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Another person can change themselves, but we don't have the right. We have the right to love people as they are. We have the right not. We have the right to choose not to be with people if we, you know, find it abusive or harmful in any way, right?
Mm.
But we got to give up this control dynamic that we want someone else to be differently so we feel better when we're with them. Because
yeah.
they're in their journey, and they're going to have to choose it because you cannot. It's an illusion to believe you can change another person. You can coerce some behavioral shifts by, you know, either or, you know, I'm going to cut off your funding if you don't da-da or, you know, whatever. I mean, people may change or make a choice because you kind of give them an either or. But I'm at the ultimate foundational level, are they really changing inside? So what I really want to get back to is understanding your point of power is within you, and the only person you can change is you. So you can change your interaction with them. You can change how you feel about them. You can change how you feel about your interactions with them. You see? You can. But ultimately, the journey is to get back in your heart center and be at a state of non-judgmental acceptance of what is and have appropriate boundaries
yeah.
at how you engage that peacefully, appropriate boundaries so you can engage that peacefully. You see? Because if you're holding blame, if you're holding judgment, if you're holding, you know, expectation, attachment to an outcome, all of that, you're just going to run yourself in circles and confuse yourself for a long time to come. You're not really seeking peace, and you're not really seeking change if you're staying in those duality dynamics. Because mm-hmm. what you're doing is putting the power outside of you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So first let's begin with aligning you and the power inside of you. Does that feel fair?
Mm-hmm.
Not so much?
Yes, it does.
That does? Okay. So what I want you to do is recognize that whatever the story, whatever the dynamic, if you engage it with the struggle and the blame and the judgment, you're going to be creating more of that. You know, by the law of attraction, that's where your energy is. That's what you're going to create more of. So what we want to do is get you into a peaceful, centered alignment with self, knowing that you have the absolute authority to determine for yourself, create in your life, and have appropriate, loving, respectful boundaries. And you can have those boundaries with others, determining what you're available for, what you're willing to experience and be in relationship with, okay? Aki alo kaiwa otakasika, be'e sakaiwa kotakasa, ele'e sakaiwa kotakasika, kaiwa kotakasa. Shim, 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 shim. She alo kaiwa kotakasika, la kaiwa kotakasa. She awa kotakasika, la kaiwa kotakasa. Makala kaiwa kotakasika, le'e siwako. I'm sorry, I've had so many names on the show and in channel, I forget things really quickly. Can you tell me again your name?
Bonnie.
Bonnie, okay, because I really work by holding on to the name. It helps me hold your frequency. Aki alo kaiwa kotakasi, ale alo ala ama ana, ala kaiwa kotakasi, ala kaiwa kotakasa, ala kaiwa kotakasi kalakai, ela ama ala ama ki alo kaiwa, ot kaiwa, ot kaiwa, ot kaiwa, ale alo ala ama ana. Oh, sa, 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 sa. Going into the root chakra. Kia wakota kasi, kalakai wakota kasa. So this really gets into that tribal energy of family. Kia wakota kasi, kanahasa. Shena asa kai wakota kasa. She awakota kasika. Shena esa kai wa. I see you actually in a image, past life image, where you have this staff. So you're some kind of a leader of tribe. Isn't exactly the right word. It's more of you. You're more. It's a big tribe. Like you're not a king, but you're sort of a ruler of something bigger than a you know tribe. And you have this staff, and you're pretty demanding and commanding with that. And
So you're used to that control dynamic, and you really kind of in that lifetime expected to be able to sort of, you know, slam your staff down on the ground and get attention, and everybody would really jump to your beck and call. I don't know if that's part of what this carryover that's in this dynamic. Is that part of what's going on? Is you're wanting people to yes, ma'am, you know, and really, step to your bidding. So this is a carryover from a past life. And, you know, it doesn't serve you well to if you're going to be a ruler and a leader, you want to be one that is honoring, respectful, and bringing prosperity and benevolence to your people. You don't want to be that commanding kind of ruler that is, hey, I'm special and you're not, and you need to do this because I say so. You see the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine why people might not want to lend themselves to that energy, make themselves available for that? Okay, so they may be exercising their point of power to have appropriate boundaries for you and for the way that you are stepping into a energy with them. So what we want to do is get you in a real benevolent state where anything that you are asking of another has to be for the good of all, has to be not only for your benefit, but it has to be appropriate for everybody. Okay, does that sound fair?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Achialo sasasa. Are you willing to relinquish that ruler control domination energy in order to have a harmonious, heart-centered leadership role in the family, in the tribe?
Yes.
Okay. Ke alokai. Now, do you feel how the energy shifted to this gentleness? Because we're working from the heart now, because you've made a choice, and you're willing to let yourself come from heart energy instead of fear, because if you're in a control energy, you're in fear that your needs won't be met, you won't get what you want. And, you know, we don't want to live from that. We want to live from love. Aki alokai wa in trust. Akalakai wa kote kasi talakai. E alokai wa kote kasi. I can feel your love for them. Okay, since we don't have your last name, you know, this is still confidential, but do you have a tendency to be critical with them?
Yes.
Okay. That's not working for you, you know. So what I see here is you're off and above, kind of watching, overseeing, if you will, from a distance. And as soon as somebody steps out of line, you swoop in and have a say. Right?
Yeah.
Is that happening? Huh? Yeah. That's how I see it. It's almost like how you're just almost watching for them to make a mistake or step out of line for you to swoop in and correct that. And it's just really not going to work. You know, who wants to be under that kind of relationship? So what I see is it would be so much more useful if you were more available on a daily, I won't say daily, but on a supporting role, if you did more to be helpful and supportive and point out and recognize all the good and the wonderful ways that they are doing and being, and then every now and then, if you have to make a loving correction, they'll be more receptive to it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see how that is?
Yes.
So I see it as a difference between you being almost like that, you know, the supervisor carrying the whip and stepping in every time there's a mistake, to this whole new energy of real from adversarial to cooperative, to where, hey, you need anything, call me. What can I do to help? You know, I want to be as much of an asset for you as I'm asking you to be for me.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yes.
Can some awareness bring that kind of a shift, do you think, in the relationship?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Akialo kohe wa kotakasi, karakaya wa kotakasa.
Ane, ano, ana, ala, akai. Otakasi, kalakai. Ele, e, sakaiwa, kotakasa. Alakai, wa, kotakasi, kalakai. Ele, e, sa, taiwa, kota, shimalakaya, okai. Ele, e, sakai, otakai, otakai, otakai. Makialo, kaiwa, kotakasika. Shima, kalakai, ele, e, sakantine, e, sakantine, kia. Okantine, e, sakai. I also see that the dynamic of a runaround. They've learned, in order to avoid some of your stuff, they've learned to do a runaround and just not even tell you what's going on or not be so direct and honest. And they've learned to kind of go behind your back.
Yes.
And you've taught them that because you've given them no option. And that really upsets you. But it's really a natural consequence, like passive-aggressive kind of thing. They've learned that the way to avoid you is to go around you. And that, because they don't want to create all this disharmony and this conflict, you know, that's not benefiting them. So if you don't like the dynamic, you have to look at and take responsibility to the part that you created in it, okay? So you want to love and forgive yourself. Let's start with, if you'd repeat after me, I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
And all others.
And all others.
All harm done.
All harm done.
Real and imagined.
Real and imagined.
Across all time and space. I am love.
I am love.
I am light.
I am light.
I am peace.
I am peace.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Yeah, because, you know, this lifetime is our opportunity to see these dynamics that we are carrying over from many, many, many lifetimes and not judge ourselves for them. We've been all of it, good, bad, and ugly. But to recognize that we're still using some of those dynamics that are not as useful for this time and to correct that and to start overseeing yourself instead of overseeing them.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hope that helps. Blessings
thank
to you.
You
thank you. Thank you for holding on and being patient. It's like I probably should have made that announcement earlier. It's like but it's like thank you for hanging on and you know being part of the show today. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
All righty, we actually have two people in queue left, Laura, who's like who've been hanging on a while because they did the same thing. They called in and it's like they've been they've been here for you know a long time.
Okay.
We
always run over a little, so I've got till about 1:30.
Okay.
Awesome. 3:30 your time, I guess. Okay.
Right. No, actually, it's 1 o'clock my time. So yeah.
It's like, what?
Yeah, you're in Mountain Time with us now. Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. We're good. All righty. We'll get through it here. We got area code 978-978. You're on with us.
Hi, this is Peg. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Peg.
Hi,
Peg.
Laura.
Hi.
Hi. Good to hear you.
Yes, thank you.
I guess any kind of clearances that may need to be done, like maybe in my throat or my abdomen area.
Okay. Let me just tune in here. Peg, right?
Right.
All right. Here we go. Some integration. Makiano katene kiawa, alakialo kotakasa. Antene esa kaiwa kotakasi, atene esa kaiwa kotakasa. Shuewa kotakasa. Oh, masala kaiwa kotakasi, kalakaiwa kotakasa. Chum, 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 chum. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana. Otakasa. Shiewa kolakai, ele esa kaiwa kotakasa. Atene esa kaiwa. Otakasia wa kotakasa. Male alo otakasi kalakai. Ale alo ala ama ana.
Does that feel different?
Yeah, I could definitely feel a release in my stomach.
Good. From the guide's point of view, you're complete.
Wow.
Well, that was easy.
We have archives.
And that was so light. Boy, they didn't beat up on you at all.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Sometimes that shamanic energy comes in intense, you know, and stuff, but you got a nice light one.
Oh, good. Okay.
Blessings.
Thank you very much.
I was going to say, that's it, a real short one. Wow, okay. That's amazing.
See you tomorrow, Kelly.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you, Peg.
Yeah, bye-bye.
All righty, and 502 is going to be you. Oops, it's playing leapfrog with me. Okay, there we go. 502, we got you.
Wow, thank you so much.
Hi. You were hanging on, man. It was fine.
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Can I have your name?
Oh, sorry. Debbie? Yes.
Okay, hi, Debbie. Where are you from? I recognize 502 as Kentucky?
Yes, in Louisville.
I used to live in Louisville.
Yeah, really? I live in Jacksonville, Indiana, but my number is Kentucky.
Oh, okay. No, I was a photojournalist at the Louisville Courier Journal before it was Gannett.
Wow. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I liked it there. Okay,
yeah.
How can we help you?
Okay, so it's the first time I'm talking to you guys, so I have to have a specific question, or you guys can do it?
No.
Okay.
No,
so
it's healing. She's doing healing and releasing. It's like, what is there you feel might need to be healed and released today out of your body energy?
It's my mind going too busy, too much worries, too much. So I just feel like a lot of bad eyes, like bad luck eyes, people's like jealous eyes, those kind of things. So I kind of like want to take out just energy, bad, you know.
Yeah. Actually, I'm feeling it in the stomach area, kind of like anxiety.
Yeah.
Are you fearful?
Yeah. I'm sorry?
Are you fearful?
I have been lately. I do have anxiety right now. That's exactly the thing.
Yeah. I just feel like it feels like you're turning your, instead of being in your power and your truth and what you know at the core of your being, you're listening to other people. And they're starting to, it's like a toxin almost coming in and eroding what you know to be true. So I feel like this, why are you listening to these other people? I feel like they're undermining your sense of confidence in yourself.
Huh. Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be specific people. It can be whole idea streams. You know, it's like, you know, maybe you're on a journey and you're exploring and you're starting to give your power away to this person telling you this or this teacher saying that. And, you know, it just feels like you're deluding yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I want to ask you, do you think that they have a greater truth than you have?
So
what I want to remind you is you're a unique human with a unique purpose and path and a unique history for you. Now, that doesn't mean we can't up-level what's true for you by coming to a higher harmonic of love and peace and harmony and all that cool stuff, right? You know, benevolent living and all. And that's the journey. But what you have to do is run all these other ideas through your truth. It doesn't mean we can't learn from the wisdom of others. And it doesn't mean we can't benefit from the energies and ideas of others. But you still got to run them through your own filter, through your own truth filter. So what resonates for you and feels true that can strengthen and enhance what you already feel and believe without stepping away from what you believe to be true at your core. And I'm not talking about your buy-ins to old paradigm stuff. I'm talking about there's a stable core in you,
And it's like if you have, if you put a bunch of water into some other substance, that substance is going to get weaker, diluted.
Yeah.
Right? So
you're right.
What I feel like is you're not trusting yourself, and so you're looking outside of yourself for answers, not to enhance and help you put clarity to what you already have within you, but to substitute what you have within you. So that's creating this tremor in the force, if you will. It's like creating a weakening, a dilution, and it's taking you from being a coherent sense of self with confidence into being a incoherent energy of I don't know anymore. I don't know what to trust anymore. I don't know what to think anymore. So your mind's going 90 miles an hour because you're having anxiety that you don't know anymore and you don't know how to discern anymore for yourself.
Yeah, and I'm normally that I never really have that, or at least I never, you know, I'm normally really confident, but has been, I'm just like, what's going on with me, you know? I knew all that, but always, all my life I managed with, but this time it feels so heavy, and
right,
kind of hard to myself again.
So let's bring in back your sense of self and truth. I feel like you have a really good, solid core of self, and I feel like it's really rooted, you know, like it's in your root chakra as you're a survivor, you know, like
yes.
you know how to get by in the world.
Absolutely.
Right? And
yes.
And I feel like you have a really good anchored core, and for some reason, instead of trusting that, you're starting to go, I don't know what I know.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Right, so what I want to do is bring you back to your core. So let's do that. Let's get you back to you.
Right.
And then pick and choose the things you resonate with that can enhance and support you growing in the direction of your own soul path and purpose and unique self and in balanced honoring of your history, who you are, where you come from. Without attaching to that history, you still want to use the values and the truths and work from what you know to evolve your new truths. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
To expand into greater truths. Okay, but you don't want to walk away from and start with no foundation because somebody else has a different history, different set of truths, different reality, different guidance, different purpose.
Exactly.
You don't want to take theirs on just because you think that they're an authority, okay? So I want you to really anchor in and remember who you are, and let's bring you into you and align your higher self and I am presence into your divine sense of self,
and,
okay?
If you try a deep breath, and it's like when I do the deep, I can't, go always. It's like it's stopping me, and I don't like that.
You know, I'm having a hard time actually hearing you. It sounds like you're talking from inside of a bathroom with, you know, like
muscles.
Bouncing walls.
Muscles, right?
Yeah,
no,
I'm not
speaking. But okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'll listen to you. Okay.
That's better. So tell me what you said.
I try to breathe, and, you know, and I can't even really breathe deeply.
Breathe deeply. Okay. Yeah, so let's do this. Let's bring in some energy alignment for you and see if that doesn't help, okay?
Okay.
It's the anxiety that you don't know who you are that's causing you to, you know, not breathe deeply because you're not breathing into you, into your truth, into your center, into your core because you don't trust it anymore.
Okay, I see that.
Do you see? So let's get you back. Yeah, we definitely want to honor you. Have you stopped, you know, it's like you're paying homage to all these people with these other ideas. And you don't have to pay homage to anyone. Just listen and learn. But pay homage to you because you're a divine being.
And at the same time, hold humility. I don't mean to, you know, we want to respect everybody's got a purpose, path, and perspective. Akialo kotakasi kalakai helehe sakai. Atakai wakotakisi kayano katene kiowa. Mbane esa kalakai wakota nte esa. Bate esa kai wakotakasa kai wakotakasi kiano katana kai. Shene esa kayano katene hisi awako. Shim 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 shishi shishi shasha shasha shasha. Mbane esa kai wakota salakai wakotakasi. Alehe sakai wakotakasa kai wa. I'm hearing somebody, and I don't know if it's this life or a past life. I speculate it's a past one because of what I'm seeing. But somebody just told you that, you know, you're worthless. You don't know anything.
Somebody yeah, really I'm kind of, yeah.
Yeah. In this life, was that in this life too?
Yes.
Okay. Because in a past life, I'm seeing you, and I don't really know what country or culture it is, but it's kind of like there are all these deities, maybe Hindu or something where you were kind of in that servitude role where you depended on an employer, you know, for your life, basically, for your livelihood and everything. And at some point, you know, they just kind of kept telling you, you're worthless, you don't know anything, you're no good. And you really took that in deeply. And I see you in your despair from that, you know, in your loneliness of just feeling so rejected and,
yes,
and not seeing. Yeah, and I see you in a temple with these big deities in front of you, and you're kneeling before them to, you know, like seeking something that they can give you the worthiness that you don't feel inside. They can give you the answers you don't feel inside. Whatever this employer can't find in you and keeps rejecting and telling you you don't have, you're going to these deities saying, evidently, I'm not okay, I'm not enough, and please bestow upon me your gifts. And that's what you're doing in this life, in a way, is you've gotten people telling you you're not enough, you don't know, whatever. And so you're looking out at our modern-day deities, you know, the authorities. And there's nothing wrong with the wisdom they're bringing through. I don't want to dish whoever, you know, we need teachers. But we need to run it through a coherent energy field of sense of self. So I think it's really just because it's a pattern you're working through multiple lifetimes. Not owning your own power and not seeing your own value, but trying to get that amped up from seeking outside of yourself. But what it really does is it confuses you too. Because you don't know who you are, because you can't feel your own vibration, because you think you're empty or you know, devoid of something useful. So, a little happiness just came in. Oh, do you feel that relief? Oh, that's so much better. Oh. I feel like you're now at the mind's eye watching a video. I don't know if you're seeing any of this, but it's kind of like nondescript images just flashing to fill you up with your own story, your own sense of self, your own knowing of who you are. Wow, do you feel something changing, just beginning to change now into a strength? It's like you're being informed from your own energy above you instead of from all kinds of stuff around you. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana. Be good for you to investigate I am type meditations and start working with anchoring in your I am self, and that is part of the daily dose work too. And then as you start with your higher self, and when you get that anchored in and you feel that solidly driving and informing you of you, then start bringing in that I am presence. It's more of the oneness energy rather than the unity, you know, individual energy of the of your unique soul self. I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am here.
Okay.
I am. Allah, Allah, Ana, Ana, Ah. I am. You feel yourself filling up with energy? Are you getting any of this?
Yes, I feel alive.
Mm-hmm. I feel a smile coming over you, like, you know, like me again.
Yes. It's like
you recognize it.
Yeah, it's like when you're like a cold air to like clean up inside me. It's like cleaning.
Are you back on speaker? Because I'm not hearing you clearly again.
Yeah. But, I felt like there was something inside me, like cleaning the bottom up. Like a air inside cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's exactly how I should feel, but I feel good.
You feel better, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so this will keep working with you after the even after our session today. So keep tuning in and tuning into you, and even for a little while you work with that delicate rebalancing, you might want to stop tuning in outside of you to information. Know that everything you need is within you, and the outside is information is to enhance, not to replace. It's more like
okay.
that you'll hear somebody say something and you'll have an aha moment that will ring true for you. And that validates what you know, and you'll hear an idea and you'll go, wow, that just feels so true. I like that. I'm going to incorporate that. So you can take many, you know, unique, discrete ideas from many different sources, and they'll validate and enhance your own sense of self because they feel congruent with you. And that's how you want to use that broad spectrum information. Okay?
Okay.
All
Thank
right,
you.
Sweetie.
I'm gonna put in a plug for Laura. It's like, do go to her site. It's www.lauraperat. It's LauraPierat.com, and you can subscribe to her daily dose of love. And it starts from number one. And it's like, just start from those ones and just like listen to them. You know, it's like you might want to do, you know, listen to 10 a day at first or something. But it's like, you know, but listen to those sequentially, because she's got them. You know, they've got them lined out for her. To do that, and that will, and it's free, you know, so it's like goes through email, so check those out and really look at that. But this is awesome.
Yeah.
This is just really amazing.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to replace any ideas for people. I'm just trying to bring in the higher light frequencies of non-dual. We live in a duality world, and what my work does is, you know, like the Daily Dose of Love, is bringing in and letting you immerse yourself in the non-dual realities, the higher frequencies from the higher dimensions, where there is only love and light. There is absolute states without opposite. So that's why it's so healing and it's so transformational, because it helps us awaken and remember who we are as true light, as divine love. Okay. Kelly? Yes?
Yeah. I'm
okay.
Like,
yeah, I think she must
have
hung
up. Any other questions?
No,
it's just still on the line.
Okay. Oh,
there we go.
Are you still on? Okay.
We thought we lost you there.
It was
like silence. The cone of silence ensued, and it's like, oh, no, where's she at?
No, I'm here.
Okay.
Thanks,
all right.
Guys,
is that
so
helping?
Much.
Does that help you today? You betcha.
Yes.
Thank you for
good.
Calling
very
in.
Much. Thank you.
Oh, archives. I was going to remember to say archives. You can go when the show is done. It's like you can get the archive and either download it or just go listen to it. But you can listen to this again. And sometimes when you hear it in the archives, you know, when we do it live,
you know, it's one, I'll say it's one sensation, but when you go back through and you listen to it again, it's like you really have, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like, it just, you know, in the silent time or whatever, it's like, you know, when you're doing it just by yourself, it really is more like a meditation and you can really pay attention and listen to it. So do go back and listen to this again, okay?
Yeah, she may have already hung up. All right. Blessings, dear.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Hey, I got a question for you really quick too here. It's like I've been struggling with this, you know, because I started bouncing back and forth with this. This is one of those moments where it's like, I really like to have healing for my eye, but it's like eyes, plural. I'd like to not have to wear glasses. That's my deal. But at the same time,
yeah,
like, well, I know. At the same time, while you're doing this stuff, it's like I got this sense of like, oh my God. It's like, do you want to try to talk a little bit like what we were talking about yesterday? You know, I said, oh, this would be great stuff for on air. But I've gotten the sense of like, you know, I'm sitting here, I'm going, I feel like this moment of, you know, connect with the earth. It's like, can we do the heal the earth moment, you know, heal the earth, make it a better place? Can we do some energy running like that, like now or something?
Sure, you
want
to.
I don't know what I'm saying here.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I thought you were asking about for healing for your eyes, but you're asking for healing with for the earth, right? Okay.
The eyes. Right.
I've worked with that, and it took about 11 sessions, but we did manage to clear cataracts from a man's eye. He was a pilot and didn't want to have surgery. So it is possible,
wow,
that seems to take a lot of sessions for some reason, or maybe that
right.
was just him. But anyway, so for the earth, it's my greatest joy to offer healing for the earth. It's absolutely, oh, my gosh. And the Daily Dose of Love coming out tomorrow, I believe, is about a journey to experience your oneness with the earth. So that's really going to be cool. Anyway, so Mother Earth, may we honor you right in this now. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ama. And, you know, Earth is part of my collective. So as we work with everyone, we're actually working with Earth as well. Kaiowa ko te kasika, harakihalo ko yewa. She's telling me that she's so overjoyed to see the upliftment of her children. She is so, so happy to see so many people lightening and enlightening and being on the path of light. And so that's what's coming in right now. She's actually sharing that. She's feeling the unity and she's loving it. It's funny, she's saying, in the same way as we raise our children and we do everything for them and give them everything to a certain point, and then it comes to a point where they have to take responsibility and make good choices and suffer the consequences if they don't, and they have to go through this kind of arduous period of landing on their feet. And then there comes a point where they're older, they're wiser, they're mature, they're responsible, and then they really do begin to take care of their mother. And it's like, this is the time we're in now. And she's watched us go through, and it's so hard for a mother to watch their children struggle and not land on their feet all the time and the difficulties. And there's only so much she can do for us, because to step in wouldn't be good parenting either, to always be.
We have to learn, because that's part of like a chick hatching. The chick has to use its muscles to hatch and struggle to get out, or it is not, you know, it's not strong. And the same with the butterfly. If you pull the butterfly out of the cocoon, then the juices and stuff don't go into the wings, and it doesn't develop right. It doesn't do that
right
to go out.
So she's sharing her joy that Earth and humanity is at this time where humanity is maturing and becoming responsible and starting to direct their love and light and support in nurturing to their mother in the way that, you know, is typical in the cycle of life, if you will. And she's loving it. She's just loving soaking it up. She loves that we're directing our attention and energy to her with so much love. And she's just doting on it, you know, filling up with it.
Right.
Very, very pleasing and happy to her.
Ale sakaiwako takasi. And she doesn't expect all her children to mature all at once. You know, she's just grateful for the journey, and as it's occurring, she's happy to receive it as it's available. Ana e sakaiwako takasi, kalakaiwako takasa, shimalakaiwako takasa, shinshinihia. She's saying that she always knew it was possible, and she always saw the light in us even when we didn't. And she's not surprised that it's being brought to bear. But she's definitely lavishing in it and enjoying it. Ante e nakasha, because she always knew it would be there. It would come full circle. Atene e sakaiwako takasi karakai anahasa. And she's reminding us she does not reside outside of us. That's only one expression. She resides in our hearts because we know her as our mother, as family, as love, and she resides in our heart in that way, and she holds a holy template within us. And so for us not to think of her as outside of us only, but to think of us as
Tarzan. I remember that one. Oh, you'll be in my heart. I said the song from Tarzan. It's like, you know, oh, you'll be in my heart, no matter where we're at. Remember that one? It's like, I don't know if you watched Tarzan.
Right, right. So she's just really enjoying this attention. Alakialo kota kasi talakai. Alakialo kota kasi. Shalakialo kota nahasa. Shimalakaiwa kota kasi. She thanks you for remembering to include her directly like that. She's thanking you, Kelly. She's really
cool.
Thrilled to have been brought, you know, into this today.
Gee, the equation, the place we live every day, it's like, this is our home. It's like, if we don't take care of our home, what are we doing?
Right.
Cool. Go ahead. I was going to say one last thing. It's like, when you were working with Maggie and the throat thing, I don't know if it was an empathetic thing or something. It's like maybe I would have my energy too tied in, but it's like, I just want you to check my throat, if you would, on the right-hand side, because when, you know, we said, it was like, there's something went into my throat, and I was like, well, no. It's like, I don't want that in there either, but it's like, I'd like you to see if there's any residual. It's like if you go from under the jawline, maybe about 3 inches down on the right-hand side, like where the artery comes up, you know, by the it's up there, it's like under my tongue, and it's like, it's, I mean, I was kind of sitting there, and I was going, no, I don't want you there either. So it's like,
okay. I was just claim
ahead.
Your sovereign space. You don't have to go into resistance because that holds it, you know.
Okay.
You don't want to go into fear and all that. Just say, oh,
no.
You know, wrong address. Bump, 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 bump.
Wrong address. Return to sender.
Exactly. That feel better?
Oh, yeah.
It's still there.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, I get that it's gone.
Yeah.
Don't remember, stay in your power because you have the sovereignty of your being, of your space,
right.
Of your field. And so something comes in, you know, you don't have to go into battle with it and resist and, oh, you know, because that just lowers your frequency.
Right.
Just stay in the love vibration and say, oop, wrong address, sorry. You know, do you
stay
need help?
Love.
Do you need directions getting somewhere else? Because you don't belong here.
Or the address. I got it rhyme for you, and I got this years ago. It's going to get, it popped out from like nowhere. It's like, stay in the love, stay in the light. You too can levitate and take flight.
Oh, nice. I like it. And on that beautiful note, I'm going to have to go because I have to be somewhere.
Probably going to
be too. Yeah. All right.
All right.
To you, dear. Thank you again.
Yes.
And I guess I'll see you in a month on the second Thursday.
Yes, ma'am.
We look forward to it.
Okay.
So does everybody.
All right.
Like, you know, it's like we started not quite so busy today, but I'll tell you what, it's like as it went on, it's like we started getting calls. I was like, oh my, it's like, whoa. But the nice thing is, like I said, I love archives because people can come back and listen to them, and it's like people have gotten healing from, you know, the different modalities and different, you know, just listening to archives. And it was really awesome, you know, when you did the chat room, because, yeah, everybody, I think everybody in the chat room was going through stuff. I couldn't, there was one gal in today that I was really trying to get to call in. She's had a whiplash injury that gives her headaches, and she's had it for a while, and it's like, and she also has like what she calls a deep vein thrombosis, and I really was trying to get her to call, and she's like, going, I don't want to, I'm like, going, why do you want to hang on to your pain, come on, but she wouldn't call in, so
yeah.
I was like, maybe I can work on her for next month.
Well, and remember, everything in divine timing, and she just may not be ready. So maybe right now she just needs to listen a while and get comfortable with the energies, and maybe she doesn't want to be on the spot. I did a little picking on the one that, you know, had relationship issues, and, you know, that can be uncomfortable.
Right.
So to own your stuff online. So maybe she's more comfortable receiving the healing off. That's fine.
Right, yeah. Or going back through and listening to it, because, like, I know.
Or
you know,
she can call and have a private
chat. Oh, yeah, private session.
Yeah, you know, and she can call and have a private session, and that might be, you know, more comfortable for her. So we just let everybody be where they are, and we just send them blessings.
Right, exactly. All righty, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. It's like I'm listening to your daily business of love, too, so I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm behind because I'm like, sometimes I go back and I listen to the same one two or three times and go, you know, this is, like, I'm not making it through this any fast.
Wonderful.
Oh, goodness. So I guess we can listen to them multiple times, right?
Of course, sure. Definitely. It's good to do that. Well, I need to run, so I will then talk to you sometime in between, and wish you blessings as you go about your day today as well.
Yes,
okay.
Too.
Bye, hon.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. All righty. A little bit of Age of Aquarius there, music here. We're going to take us out today. And this is been Laura Perrott today. Awesome and amazing. And, wow. Just feel like this is a... All right, that Age of Aquarius, and tomorrow we are having on our pet psychic. It is Susan Schaff. She'll be on with us the first hour, and then Amy's here, and we're hoping Peg will come in and show up with us there, so we might have our our mermaid and our angel card reader tomorrow with us at second hour. But we'll be here. And then back to Monday, we'll have Bonnie and Susan again on Monday and Tuesday, and Ron with us on Wednesday. Tuesday is going to be the psychic detective. It's like there's a gentleman coming on with us that day. And I believe, I'm thinking we're still juggling, because I believe we're going to have Leslie on with us next week, as well as possibly Indian Pig. We're juggling days, something like that. So anyway, we'll see what the rest of the week pans out there. But yeah, it's going to be another good week. And please make sure you check out Laura Perrette, www.lauraperrette.com. She's also on Facebook. You can join her Facebook group. You can get that free podcast, that daily dose of love. Not real long sessions. They're, the first year, 11, 12, I don't think they go over 15 minutes. They're usually, pretty what I call a short shot, kind of like listening to while you have your morning coffee or morning cup of juice or lemon water, whatever it is you want to have there. And let's see, what else? Oh, yes, make sure you check out Bonnie Mosenter-Albers. That's B-O-N-N-I-E-M-O-Z-E-N-T-E-R-A-L-B-E-R-S, Bonnie Mosenter-Albers on Facebook, because all of our shows are listed there, either as to what time they're going to be on or if they're in archives, whichever, you'll get the links there. And also check out Spiritual Learning Connection. That's also on Facebook, Facebook groups. We have kind of a diverse and eclectic group there. We talk about, usually it's, posting things, whether it's for your physical health, spiritual health, mental health. It's all part of our beingness, because we are spirits having a human experience. So whatever way, means, and direction is helpful, that's what we do there, and it's just have fun. We do have links to the shows there also. So come on and join us, and if you can join us in chat, we'd love to have our people in chat. And thank you guys, thank you our listeners, and thank you our callers, because really and truly, you guys are the ones that make the show. If you didn't call in with questions and comments and, healings, that kind of stuff, it's like we wouldn't have the opportunity to help you and answer questions that are true to do healing. So, we're so thankful, and we're so blessed to have our listening people that call in and come into chat. So we thank all of you guys. We appreciate you. And I'm really sorry Bonnie couldn't make it today. I know she said her prayers and thoughts are with us, but I do know she was having a doctor appointment today. So maybe send her a little bit of prayer and healing also. So with that being said, we will see you guys again, and have an awesome, awesome day. Tomorrow at 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which amounts to 10 o'clock to noon Pacific Time. So it's just right across the time zone, guys. And it's always 347-838-8864. So we'll see you again at Bonnie Albers on Air. Have a wonderful day.